Gabriel's instructions to Daniel. The 70 weeks of Daniel series. This message by Brother William Aaron Branham was delivered on Sunday morning, July 30, 1961, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Litaelo za Gabriele ku Daniele. Mukoloko walisunda ze mashumi asupa a Daniele. Lingusale kamuzwale William Marion Branham nelikutalizwe la sunda kakusasana sikulu 30, 1961, ili fa Branham Tabernacle mwa Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Good morning, friends. It's very hot to be in the tabernacle this morning, but very glorious to be here.
Amen.
So glad that we could get in today for this service.
Mulena akufu yole mzwale. Kika kusasana balikani. Kwa chisa luli kuba mwata venakile kakusasana chwana. Kono kita aboluli kuba mo. Kita aboluli lufitile kachenu mwasebelezo ye.
And I've given out that I have a study now on this 70 weeks of Daniel. That ties in the rest of the message before I can go with the seven seals.
Mini vulezi kuli nikaluta chwale kazali sunda ze mashumi asupa za Daniele. Ze ukona ze tamahanya hamu holi ngusa. Nisika ya kali ni maswa yo asupa.
Which is seven seals, seven plagues, seven trumpets, three walls, a woman in the sun casting out the red devil, the 144,000 sealed way.
Ilikuli maswayo asupa, likoto zesupa, litorombita zesupa, lingalelo azetalu, musali mwali zazi, kutamiwa kwa diabolos yomufubelu, baba 144,000, baba swailwe.
All happens between this time. And I thought I'd have to get this in first.
Kao felazona, lieza halamwana kwe, mini upuzikuli niswanila kunokira mwate ngise pili.
Now it's hot, we don't aim to stay too long, just as we can, and this is a season, usually off-season, that when people don't have church too often.
Chwale, kwa chisa, aluwa tiku inahulu na kwe telele luli, kihanya nifela. Mie kona nako, hanga atali nako halilize maswe, kulibatu, abasina kwa kuya hangata.
And especially in all of them got air conditioned rooms and so forth where it's comfortable. We wish we had that, but at this time we don't have it.
Misi hulu mikau filazona lina nilifu kisoza moya mwalivaka. Minizee mwichwalo koku inzi handi. Kambelu na nizeo konokana koe harunasona.
Many of our forefathers set out in a hot sun.
Bungata wabashemi baru na bakale nebai na mwalizazi.
When I think of apologizing to the people for not having an air-conditioned room, my thoughts always drift back to Africa, where they laid there in those storms.
Ani upula za kui nyaza kwa sichaba, kaza kusaba nisiba kasalifu kizozamo ya mohalimo. Mi upulo yaka ikutanga kwa Afrika kamita, koneba lobalanga kwa ani mwamangungwa.
And them women with their hair hanging down in their face lay there both day and night, never leave the spot from where they're laying.
Niwasalivani nimilili abona inge ikuwa hezi kwa lifateo zabona. Vaina moku chualo musiha linibusiu. Aba nanu ifasivaka fuba inzi.
Don't eat, drink, or nothing. Stay right there just to catch a word or two now and then of the Lord.
Kusina kucha, kunwa, kusina sika kaufela. Vaina fila una chualo inge vaamu helalinzwi. Kamba amabeli, faa nifaa la mulena.
I can think of Mexico when it's so hot. But honest, I sat in an air-conditioned room and tried to fan myself. It was a hot.
Ni upula kwa Mexico, haku chisiza hulu za niti, ni ninzi mwamuzuzu. Ona nisi fukiso sa moya, kono inge ni fukisi za moya, ni kuchisize maswe.
And see them people come there at 9 o'clock in the morning in that big arena. And no seats to sit down.
Ni kubona siya wasani hasita hakuani kanaini kiloko mwaka kusasana. Mwasi waka sisituna sani mikusinali pula za kuina.
Sick people, real sick, dying sick, cancer, tumor, sick mothers, little dying babies and everything.
Vatu baba kula, kukula luli, baba shwa, vakuli, kansa, litombo, nivahame baba kula, banana, limbututu, ze shwa, nilikazengu kaufela.
Stand right there in that boiling hot sun, not a shade, nowhere, and just lean against one another from 9 o'clock at morning till 9 that night. Just to hear 30 minutes through an interpreter and see the works of the Lord.
Vali kuyema fani mwali zazeleli chisa kusinamu luti kai ni kai. Mi vali kuyendame na yo kuyomungwe kuzwa kani naini koloka kusasana kufitela naini usi uwani. Kakuteleza fela kamizuzu yema shumi ya malalu kamutoloki. Nikubwa na misewezi ya mulena.
Set there and wait. Big old heavy garments on they wear them, winter and summer is all they got.
Baina fani nikulivelela. Nilia paloze tuna zebu kiti vatina angazani. Zaku tina mwalina kwa za silami nimbumbi. Kona afira zeba nani.
And then I think of laying out there in those jungles, how they'd bring those sick people in and couldn't even move.
Michwali ninihana za kuloba la kwa ni mwami shitu yani mwone batise za watu baba kula bani. Vene basa koneba kushenya.
And in India, one they'd pile one down then lay one on top of that one, like that with leprosy and diseases.
Mi, kwa India, hane waloba za batu falimu wa baba ngwi, ni waloba la yomu ngwi fafasi, yomu ngwi falimu, yo falimu wa yomu ngwi, wanachwalo ni mbingwa, ni matuku.
For they drag them through and out of the streets and lay them in that hot, boiling, tropical suns.
Kone baba hoholo lila ni fande mwami kwa kwa ni kupa loba za mwali wakaze chisa ze vila luli mwali zazi.
In the storms and lightning of flashing and things like that, they'd lay right there in that sun and storm and everything and never move or complain. Just to try to catch a word of God now and then, something for their soul.
Mwali ngungwa ni mamonya pula ni zengu ze chwalo. Ni waloba la ona cholo mwali zazi ni famoya nilika kaufila. Mineba saa shenye neba kubilaila. Fela, nikulika kuswala linzula mulimu. Fani faa, sisi ngusa moyo, wabona.
And why should we apologize this morning with a roof over our head? Fans are going, we should be ashamed if we complain about it.
Chole kingi halu swanela kukupa swalelo kakusasa na chwana. Inge luna nisituwa fali mwalitoza luna. Nize fukisa moya, inge likasha katata. Luswanela kuikutua kuswaba, haiba luka bilaila na kazona.
Amen. So, I remember not long ago in an island, one of the islands out in the South Seas. I was having a service there that night.
Kacholo na upula akikala hulu maso li sesingwi. Sesingwi li oli kwani kwa mawate ya kwa mboela. Nenina nisebelezo kwani busi uwani.
And oh, had come up a storm. Oh, I never seen such a storm. This one flash of lightning after the other lighting up the country.
Mi, oh, kwa ate halingungwa. Oh, nalikuba nivone fate ngilingungwa lili chwalo. Nelikumbonya fela kulikungwi, mamu laho wako kungwi, kwa mbonya na hakao fela.
And how the winds are blowing until the trees is laying right on the ground. I said, brother, I might as well take off my suit because there'll be nobody down there.
Nimone ufuki la moe ya kuli, likota mane nelishenda mafafasi moe watengi. Naliki hande kia muendi nitule fela suti yaka, kakuli hakunakuba mutu kulo kwani.
In a few moments, the little car backed up the door and someone knocked at the door, ready to go.
Mwali na kozeli kanifela, mota nyana ya na tafasikwalo, miyomu ngwi angongo tafasikwalo, aitukisize kuya.
And I said to the boy, you can speak English. I said, anybody down there said you can't even get within city blocks of the place on a big ball park.
Mi nabulele la mshimani, nasa konikubule la sikuwa, nali, kuna ni ya inzi konji? Ali hauko ni neba kufita faka ufili ngoko la zeli kanifela. Mwasi wakasisi tuna mwakuye misiza limota.
And I said, do you mean that the people are out there like that? I said, all this storm, they said, they want to hear about God.
Minani utalusa kulisichaba siteni kwani? Nali, ni moya ochwa na o. Sebali, babataku utwa za mulimu.
And so I went down there and there were ladies, young girls, teenagers, not sniggering, laughing, popping chewing gum, talking about their boyfriend.
Mi kacholo na ya kwa tengi, mine kuna nilikali beba, sisa na baba nyani, balili moze nyani, ne kusina ya na keketeza, ne kuse haze sinatuso, kamba kutafuna chewing gumu, ne kubule ya za tunyazi tuwabona.
Every word they just lay on to it, never move, just sit and listen.
Linzwi kau fela neba tele za hande ndekulona. Miku sinaku shenya neba inzi fela bali kuunda ni kuteleza.
Make an altar call, make this an altar call and thousands raised with tears streaking out of their eyes like that with their hands up to God wanting mercy for their soul. Young girls and boys 17, 18 years old.
Na vize za sichaba kwa pili kweza pizo ya kwa letare, milikitikiti bananuha nimioko ingebu bamwametwa bona na chwalo nimazo wabona nanu hezi muhali mukumulimu kuba tasishemo samio yabona basiza na banyani ni bashimani lili Moses 17:18 za kupepwa.
Now it's kind of hard to get the old folks to even listen, you see. It shows that we haven't got nothing to complain about. Thanks be to God. Yes, sir.
Chwale kutatanya na kuli machembele ba kone kuteleza. Mabona? Si wanisa kuli luna kuna zeluna nikubila ila kazona. Tumbo ive kumulimu. Nisha.
We'd like to have it all modern like the rest of America, but we haven't got it that way, so we'll just make out what we got.
Luko na kutabela kuba niyo na ingeze nguika ufila zaka chinu mwa Amerika. Kono halu na yo na cholo. Kona kuli luka itusafila zelunani.
Amen.
Now, I got a little thing that I noticed that I'd like to do here in the tabernacle again.
Chwale, ninanitaba yenye anifa, yenitabela kueza mwatabene kile mwa hape.
How many's got Bibles? Raise your hand. Good. Let's turn to Psalms 99. Before we have prayer.
Kibabaka ibaba na nilibivele munanule mazo amina. Kihande, halu apule ingi mwali Samu 99. Luskaba akale nitapelo.
We used to do this, Brother Neville, years ago. I don't know where you, have you already read a psalm this morning?
No.
I'd just like to the congregation to read some of the psalms.
Neleweza ngachualo mzole Neville, mia haya kwa mulaho. Anizibi haiba, kana uvaleli Samu kakusasa na chwana? Vatili. Nitabela kuli kopano ibaleli samule.
This morning when I was sitting in my study room, meditating on this message and word, I thought, you know, it'd be good again to have them all to read a psalm. I like it so well.
Kakusasa na chua na hane ninzi mwamu zuzu waka, mwoni bale langa. Nge nikenge la fali ngusa nilinzwi, na upula na alimuaziba, kukaba hande kuba kulika ufila babaleli samu. Nitabela hulu.
The reason I was just a little late, a long distant call, in Cheyenne, so that's the reason I was.
Livaka leni liye hezinyana, nelipizo ye telela hulu yeneba ni ngange kile, kuzwa kwa chinei, kona livaka aniliye hile.
And now while we're turning to this psalm, I have some announcements to be made. It was just giving that Psalms 99.
Michwale halu solikuwa pula mwali samule. Nina nilizibiso za kweza zefirwe kuna onafa. Yani kilisamu 99.
From henceforth, all announcements concerning meetings here at the tabernacle and in the campaigns will come from the office at Jeffersonville.
Kuzwa kachenu kwa pili, lizibiso kaufela kwa mamikopano yeza hala mwatabe na kile mo. Ni mwali kundi likazwela mwa ofisi kwa Jeffersonville.
Anyone desiring to know of the meetings must file out or give their name and address and lay it on the pulpit at the close of the service tonight.
Kaufela ya itakaleza kuziba za mikopano, uswanila kutaleleza pampili, kamba kungolisa libizo la hae ni keyala, ni kukavea fakatala kwa mafelelezo asebelezo usihubo.
A notice will be sent to you in time for you to make arrangements for to attend the meetings.
Ziviso ikalu miwa kumina kakuitahanela kulimuitu kiseku tovatengi mwami kopano yeo.
That is, if anybody in the future wants to know just where we're going to have meetings, we have a system set up at the office out there now that you can just lay your name and address here.
Fo kikuli haiba kuva ni mutu yaba takuziba koluka vila ni mikopano. Luna ni mulao oto milwe kwa ofisi kwa ni chwale, kuli wako na fiela kubiali vizo la hao, nike ya lafa.
And we'll send you a card ahead of time so that you'll know where the meetings are going on and probably the subjects and what more there is if you could get a chance.
Miluka milumela kadi, kaku itahanila, ilikuli muziwe kukweza halila mikopano. Mimane lituto nize ngweze lite nkaufila, haiba mkona kuba nikolo.
You see, if you don't have some official place it comes from, one says this and one says that, you don't get it, you see.
Mwabona, aiba munasibaka sesi swanela kolizwelela, yomu ngubulela se, miyomu ngubulela sani, amuli utwi, mwabona.
So just make out your name and address and lay it up here, and Billy Paul will pick it up and will give it out.
Kacholo mutuwelefela, mungoli selivizo la mina, nikeyala, nikulivyafa. mi bilipo ukali inga ni ukalifa babaswanila.
Now it was asked also if there will be any more, Brother Branham, will you have any more healing services in the tabernacle with discernments? No.
Chwale, ne kubuzizwe hape haiba kukawa ni yekana, mzole Branham kikuli, ukawa nilisebelezo za foliso zengu mwata vinakele nilite muho vatili.
No, the discernments will be given by our other board.
Vatili, litemuho likafita ki kikatengo kaluna kakangwi.
We have a brother Neville here now who has a gift of prophecy that prophesies over the sick and makes known to them the things that they have need of knowing.
Luna nimuzwale Neville fachwale yana nimpo ya siprofita. Siprofita sani faba kuli sibazi bisanga likaze balukira kuziba.
We have a brother by the name of Higginbottom. Was a trustee, served faithfully on the border. Don't see him this morning, but he usually has a gift of speaking in tongues.
Miruna nimuzwale walibizola Higginbotham, alimungwe wa nerimuse pahali na asebelize hande mwakatengo, animuboneka kusasa na chwana. Kono ena angata unanimpo ya kubulela kama limi.
And a little lady named Argenbride, lovely little sister, who has a gift of interpretation of tongues.
Nikalive yomunya niyavizwa Argenbride, kezeli ala teha yananimpo ya kutolo kama limi.
And these messages are proving out to be of God, because they are actually not coming out of order, they're just set in order.
Mima ngusaa, abonisakuli azwa kumulimu, kakuli halizwa angi mwanzila, lizama ili lafila hande mwasikuka.
And soon as these gifts begin to accumulate, we're going to try to get it set right back into the church way of doing it.
Milimpozeo halikarakwekeza lukalika ku kubani kuli lulibe hande mwakeleke mwakwezeza.
And I'm to see them pretty soon, and so that the meetings will be carried on just perfectly in the order of the Lord as we can get it perfectly.
Mini lukela kubabona chwanongu ni kuli mimi kopano izama yusufila hande mwamula wamulena moluko na kuli veila hande.
But these dear people, so says my neighbor Mrs. Woods, who has a microphone hooked up here and a tape back there to take the meeting.
Kono sichaba sisi ndese mwa bulele la bomwe hatuko baka bomusalavo Wood baba veile microphone kwanu ni tape kwa mulao kwani kuli ba tape nyemuko pano.
Just purposely to get those messages and write them down and see whether they are right or not. That's how she's checking them.
Kuliba kone fiela kubani mangu saani, ni kuwa ngola, ni kuwana haiba kia niti kambane. Mwabona, kuwana mua asulikuwa atatubela cholo.
I know Mrs. Woods to be an honest woman, and she's telling me of many things that's been said are coming to pass.
Nizi wa musalavo uudu kubani musali ya sepahala, mi usuliku nivulele langalika zengata zevulezwi haanze lisulikuwe za hala cholo.
Now, so we're grateful for that. What a relief that is for me at home. When I come in home, then that discernment on the prophetic side just tears me down.
Chwale ka chwalo luitumezi kazeo, akikuka tuluwa niko kuuna kwa lapa, anita kwa ndumi, temo yani, kazasiporo fita, saani katali safela.
And therefore, God has sent me some relief for that, through a prophecy and speaking in tongues and interpretation, which is prophecy. Which is prophecy, to speak in tongues.
Mikawa kaleo mulimu unilumeziba tusi kazeo. Kasi polofita, nikubulela kama limi, nikutoloka, iliso na si polofita. Zeli, si polofita, kubulela kama limi.
There's two different people prophesying. One speaking, the other understanding what one's saying in unknown tongues is exactly prophecy.
Kuna ni watu bababeli, baba polofita. Alimungwe wabulela, yomungwe wautusi saa, sabulela yomungwe, kama limi asa zibwe. Vwani?
And now, we have that every day, every meeting here when we have our prayer lines in the meeting.
Michwale lukabani, lunanizeo zazinizazi, mukopano kaufira mo, oluvanga niona haluna ni mikoloko yaluna yalitapiro mamukopano.
Now, there's someone named would ask about the gift. Yes, I still haven't. But that way, only way I use it is on private interviews, which I have.
Chole kuna niyomu mchwale ya kuna kubuza kana kaza mpo eeni. Nisana nizona. Kono kanzila yo, kona fila moni tuseza angayona. Kimwali puzo za kwa mkunda zeni na nchwale.
And to obtain them, I believe the guy on the bulletin board back there, to get permission and set your time and order by Billy Paul, my boy, for here are in the meetings after this.
Mi kubahamu hela, nilumela kuli vana nizo na fali mati, zalizi viso kwa mula okwani, kukupa tumelelo, nikubeana koyami na hande ka Billy Paul mshimani waka, za kwanu kamba, mwami kupano kasamula wao.
Out in the fields, anywhere, you must have a little card that Billy Paul will give you.
Kwa ande mwama simu, kai ni kai, muswanila kubanika dinyana, yo Billy Paul amifa.
If there's something in life that you cannot understand and don't know how to get out of it, and you're seeking the wisdom of the Lord.
Aiba kuna nisisi ngui mwabu pilo, semu sao tuisisi, miya muzivi mwakuzula mwatengi, nimu watavutali wa mulena.
Then let see Billy Paul, my son, which is the secretary, and he will give you a little card and set you a date at a time.
Kipetualu, mubone Billy Paul, mwana kewa mshimani, iliye na mungoli, miuka mifaka kadinyana, nikumikete lalizazi, kana kwe swanela.
And then when we're having those interviews, then that will be when we'll go in together, just you and I. And if it's women coming, you'll go with me and my wife.
Michwale ya lukawa nilipuzo zaani, kona kuliyewe ikawa nako, yelutayo kena hamoho, wena nini na? Mihaiwa kiwa sali, baba taha, mukaya nina ni musalaka.
And then we will find out and seek the Lord and ask him what must you do.
Miyo na muka, luka ziva nikubata mulena, nikumubuza zemuluke la kweza.
Now, other minor cases and so forth like that is given over to Brother Neville and Brother Higginbottom and Sister Oregon Bright and the others who speaks with tongues and interprets, which is here in the church.
Chwele zengu lita wa zengu ze nyani ni zengu ze chwalo. Lifilo kumuzwale Neville ni muzwale Higginbotham ni kezele Oregon Bright ni baba ngui baba bulilanga kama limi ni kutoloka. Baba litengi mwakeleke mo.
Therefore, we're like the journey. I believe what Jethro said to Moses one day. Let's take some elders.
Kaba kale uluswana inge musipili. Nilumela kuli Neli Jethro. Yana ize kumusheza zileli ngwikuli. Mwabona. Alu ngeni baba hulu. Baba ngwi.
And the Spirit of God was taken off of Moses and put on 70 of the elders and they prophesied. But just the major and hard things come to Moses alone.
Mimo ya omulimu wazu isa kumushe ni kupei wafalimu wa baba hulu ba 70. Miba polofita. Kono kili kaze tunafila nili kaze tata. Kona zine tiswa kumushe kihona.
Now we're not Moses, neither are these the elders, but we're still serving the Jehovah God with the same pillar of fire leading us to the promised land.
Chwale akilu na bomushe, kambaba kuba baba hulu. Kono rusa sebeleza Jehovah mulimu kasi itasamuli roseswana kuluisa kwa na hayase piso.
Hallelujah.
So then, yes, there will be other meetings and will be the discernments will come.
Kachwalohe, eeni, kukaba baba ngwi, kukaba mikopano, mikukaba kutoloka, litemuho, likataha.
That will be giving me a chance then to be in prayer and study the days that I know that these interviews will come and be ready for them.
Zeo lika nifanako yakuba mwalita pelo, nikubala. Maza ze oni ziba alipuzo zeo folikata hela. Nikuba ya itukise lizezona.
I remember Billy Paul Branham, our field secretary, bulletin is on the board back there by the trustees.
Chole muupule, Billy Paul Branham, mungoli waluna wamwasimu, ukalifa limati za alizibiso kwa mula okwani kaba sepahali.
I've got a note here to announce that and to tell the people they might read it on the bulletin board going out.
Nina nikape pafa, kaka zivali sa zeo, nikubulela batukuli, baswanezi kuipale la zona falimati la lizibiso, havazula fande.
Now, this morning we have a great lesson. And tonight we'll try to continue it on and if the Lord willing, next Sunday, another into it. I didn't know how deep it was getting until I got to studying it. And still, it's a mystery to me yet. So, I'm just depending on the Lord.
Chwale kakusasa na wo, lunani tuto etuna, mibusi ubo lukalika kuzula pili niona. miyaba mure na alata sunda etaha kukaba ze ngwe kuyona. Nenisika zibabutungi walona kufitila nitobala. Minitengi isali kunu tuku na nichwale. Mikacholo ni itingile kumulena.
Now you with your Bibles, let's turn to Psalms 99. And I will read the first verse, the congregation read the second verse, then all together we'll read the last verse.
Chwale mina, munanili bibeleza mina, alwapulengi mwali samu 99. Mini kabala timana ya 1, kopano ikabala timana ya 2, mikona lukabala amoho timana ya mafelelezo.
We continue on, me the first, congregation second, me the third, congregation fourth, on to the last verse, and then we'll all read it together.
Luzole pili chwale, na kia 2, kopano kia 2, na ya 3, kopano 4, kuya mafelelezo, ni chwale lukaibala amoho.
Shall we stand as we read the Word of God?
Halu yemengi anze lubalali nzwi la mulimu.
The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved.
Mulena wavusa, machaba angangame. Winzi fali mwalike rubimi, lifasi likunge.
The Lord is great in mind, and he is high above all the people.
Mulena kiyomu hulu mwasione, mi ufali mwa hulu amachaba kaufila.
Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy.
Balumbeli vizola hae leli tuna leli savisa, kia kenile.
The king shrank also one of the judges. Thou dost establish iniquity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness iniquity.
Mata amulena kikula takatulo yelu kile. Kiwe na yati samulao, kiwe na yabu na halisalikatulo niniti kujakobo.
Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy.
Mulumbe mule na mulimu waluna, mukuba mefa pilasipula, fa hatila mautu ahae, kiake nile.
Moses and Aaron among the priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them.
Mushe ni Aruni neliwa purista bahae. Misa mwele neliali mungwi wababa lapela ibizo la hae. Neba lapela mwele na mina haba utwa.
He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinances that he gave them.
Na ambola nivona alimualilu leli ye minonga. Neba ya kalita eloza hae nikamulao wanaba file. Miwe na mule na waluna, nova utwa. Noli mulimu ya naba swalela, ni anova nata kaze maswe zene baeza.
Exalt the Lord our God, and worship in the holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Amulumbe mule na mulimu waluna, mumukuba mele fali lundula haeleli kenile. Kakuli mule na mulimu waluna, kia kenile.
Let us bow our heads.
Alwina misenilito zaluna.
Truly, Lord, these words are written and penned by thy servant David in a psalm unto thee.
Kaniti mulena manzwi a angozwi nikusilingiwa kimutanga hao Davida mwalisa mkuwena.
Thou dost dwell between the cherubims. Thou art holy and thy hill is holy.
Wena upila mwahala like rubimi. Wena uya kenile mililundula hao likenile.
Let us draw nigh with our hearts sprinkled with the blood of the Lord Jesus, with a pure conscience and with faith and assurance that we are coming into the presence of our God.
Alusutelele kali piluzela mbilwe mali amule na Jesu. Kalizwalo leli kenile nikatumeloni sepo yakuli luta fapira mulimu waluna.
Let all this audience this morning be reverent. Open up our ears of understanding. Speak to us in wisdom that we might know how we must behave ourselves in these days and in thy presence.
Sichabase kaufela kakusasa na chwana, siine kalikute. Kwa lulali zebezalu na zaku tuisiso, vulela kaluna mwavutali, kuliluzive mwaluna nikweze za mwamazazi a fapila hao.
We would ask thee, our God, to reveal to us these secret things that's been hid all these years. As we are approaching one of the most sincere, solemn words.
Lukupa kuwena mulimu waluna. Kuli ulupatu luleleli kunu tuzalita baze patilweze. Mwahalamiaha. Anze luatu mela ilingwe ya manzwi asepala ahulu.
Thou didst speak of it when you were here on earth. And said, he that readeth, let him understand.
No ubulezi kazona. Hanoli mwalifasi mo miwali, ya vala, autwisise.
So we most graciously come to thee, Lord, and seek thy wisdom, not knowing just what to say.
Kachwalo luta kuwe na mule na ya Musa. Nikubata butalibu wa hao, lusa zivifela za kubulela.
Set in order here a few scriptures and solemnly and holily depending upon thee for the answer.
Luveile mangolonya nafa, mika swanelo nikakutala luitingile kuwena kwa kalabo.
For no other purpose but that we might know the hour that we're living, that we might be prepared for the great things that lies ahead.
Kakuliha kunamulelo mungwi, kono kwanda kuziba zaho la yelu pila kuyona. Kulilukone kui tukisi za likaze tuna, zeli kwa pilaluna.
Won't you grant it to us, Lord, in the name of him who taught us all that we should pray like this?
Akulwa labezo na mulena, kalibizo la hae ya lulutile kaufela, kuliluswanezi kula pela chwana.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In earth as it is in heaven.
Nda taluna yakwali halimu. Livizo la hao livele likenile. Kutahemu buso wa hao. Sisi latu akiwe na siyezo mwalifasi. Sinamosi yezezo wakwali halimu.
Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our trespasses. As we forgive those that trespass against us.
Ulufeka chenu buhove waluna. Uluswa lelemi latu ya luna, sinamoluswa lele la baba lufose lize.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Usike walu Kenya mwamuliko, kono ulula mulele kuya maswe. Kakuli mubuso kiwa hao, ni mata, ni kanya. Kamita, amen.
Be seated.
Amuine.
Now, if any of the men wants to remove their coats, just feel welcome.
Chole haiba ufiwaba na va ubata kutubula koti, mwi kutwefela kulukuluha.
And those who are standing around the sides of the wall, if your feet gets achy, why, just feel at liberty to move out.
Mivona baba yemi kwa matuko a alimota, haiba mautu amina akalakuopa, kupalangi, mwi kutwefela kulukuluha nikuzula fande.
Now I think if the children wants to go to their rooms or have they already been dismissed?
We can't have it this morning on account of prayer.
Michwale. Nina nakuli hai babana, baba takuya kwaliba kazabona. Kamba kikuli, balu kuluzikale.
The pastor says that the crowd has got the rooms packed up so we cannot have Sunday school for the little ones.
Mulisa nauli bungata, buna niliba kaze tezi. Kona kuli alukoni kubani skolo salasunda sabana na.
We would be happy if you little fellows now would cooperate with us as this morning we're having, starting a great, tremendous message that I'm sure that will mean a great deal to your father and mother.
Miluka taba haiba mina bali kanibanana chwale, muka aswalisa na niluna, sinaka kusasa na chwa na harunani, kukalisa kabutuna, lingusa leli buto kwa. Leo nizibakuli, likata rusantwe tuna, kuwenda taho nibomaho.
And your loved ones that cheer, and even to you, little ones. So we approach it very reverently.
Nibalati wabamina wabalitenimo, nebalimbutu tuzamina. Kacholo, luya tumelakali kute.
If the Lord willing, this morning, we are taking the subject of Daniel's 70th weeks.
Aba mule nalata kakusasa na chwana. Lunga tuto yali sundaze 70 za Daniele.
And this morning we're speaking on Daniel in captivity and Gabriel flying in to instruct him about the future.
Mika kusasa na chwana luambola za Daniele mwabutanga ni Gabriele hafufila kuyena kumulaya zeneta kwa pili.
While Daniel was in prayer, the Gabriel, the angel, come in to instruct him.
Mi Daniele, anasa alimwalita pelo, Gabriele lingeloi ate hakuto mufalita elo.
Tonight, I want to speak on the sixfold purpose of his visit. Six different subjects to be brought in tonight, what Gabriel come from.
Vusiu kachenu ni watakwa mbola famu selezi, wamane kwa silezi apoto ya hai. Lituto ze silezi ze shutana, zelukera kutisiwa mwatengi busiu, zana atezi Gabriele.
Next Sunday, the Lord willing, I want to place the reason and the time of the seven church ages and what time they are and where we are standing today.
Amen.
That's on next Sunday morning, the Lord willing.
Sunda etatama aiba mulena ukalu meleza. Ni watakubonisali waka ninako ya masika alikelekeze supa. Ninako yeli likazona, nifolu yemi kachenu. Zeo likaba la sunda ete haka kusasana, haiba mule na alumeleza.
Amen. Now, the reason for this, I brought down some little notes from my last few messages.
Chwale liwa kalase, nitisize tupe panyana kuzo kwa mangusa haka afilile alikani.
And this morning I want to lap over because this is on magnetic tape that will go all over the world. Many nations.
Mika kusasa na chua nani wata kutamahanya kakuli. Sesite nifatepu ye kaya malifa sika ufira linazengata.
And always the reason I lap it back is perhaps someone would hear the tape for the first time and would not be able to understand what I was meaning when I refer back to something else.
Mika mitaliwaka leni ikutela, kikuli muendio mungwi, ukai utwa tepu kana kwa pili. Mia anaku utwisisa, sine nitalusa, hanisa aswanisisa kusisi mchualo.
We have been now for months in the study of the book of Revelations, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Seluvile chwale kali kweli inge lubala za buka ya sinulo, sinulo ya Jesu Kriste.
We have come through the church ages. The first three chapters of Revelations was the church ages.
Lufitile mwama sika alikeleke, likaohanyo ze talu za makalelo, za sinulo nelima sika alikeleke.
Then John was caught up in the fourth and fifth chapter and was showed things that was to be hereafter.
Mijuani wa angelwa, mwahalimu mwaka uhanyo wa 4 ni ya 5. Miabo ni swali kaze, zesu anezikute haka samulaho.
Now on the sixth chapter he drops down into the earth again to see things taking place that will go from the sixth chapter, the first verse, until the 19th chapter and the 21st verse.
Chwale faka uha unyua 6, ukute la mwalifasi hape, kupona lika zee zahala, zee kae zahala kuzwa, mwaka uha unyua 6, timana ya 1, kufita mwaka uha unyua 19, niti mana ya 21.
In here comes in the seals, the plagues, the woes, the locusts, the woman in the sun, and the casting out of the red dragon, the sealing away the 144,000, and all these things.
Mwahali mo kutahama swayo, nilikoto, mchwa, linziye, ni nimusali mwalizazi, ni kulele kiwa kwa drakoni efubelu, kuswaiwa kwa baba 144,000, nilitaba zeka ufela.
This has been a week of tremendous study. Yesterday all day I hardly moved from the room, trying to study.
Ye ibile sunda ya kubala kwa kuipitezi. Mabani musiha lika ufela, nenisika azwa mwamuzuzu, nenilika kubala.
And it's something in the last time, and many of the old timers here that I taught, I just said, in here belongs the 70 weeks of Daniel, but I did not try to attack it, to explain it.
Mikinto engwe mwana kwa mafelelezo, mungata wabatu wa kale mo, voni lutile, nipolezi filakuli, mwahali mo, kimoku inzili sunda za 70 za Daniele. Konone nisika alika kuliswala, kulitatula hande.
But this time, by the grace of God, I have taken upon myself to try to ask grace before God that I might bring it to the people.
Kono kanako ye, kamu hau wa mulimu. Niitamile kulini kupemu hau fapira mulimu, kulini kone kutisa kwa sichaba.
And in here I'm finding things that I do not know one thing about.
Mi mwahali mo ni fumana kuli zeni sa zivisika kazona.
And then I have been reading Dr. Larkin's book, Dr. Smith's book, Dr. Schofield's notes, different commentaries from man everywhere, and yet I cannot put theirs together to make it come out right, see.
Michwale ni vile ni barabuka ya Dr. Larkin? Buka ya Dr. Smith, litabaza ngozi Dr. Smith, litabaze shuta na kazo na zezu ile kwa baana kai ni kai. Kono nite ngini palizu kukopanya zabo na kaufira kubahande, mwabona?
So, this week I'm planning on been visiting the library in Kentucky on some of the ancient astronomy of the calendars and times.
Kacholo, sunda ye niswiliku lelao na cholo, niswiliku pota pota mwandu yali buka kwa Kentucky. Fali kalenda zengu izabai tuti walina leli nilinako.
And picking up from the libraries and so forth all the ancient books that I can and to what little I can do and having my trust solemnly in Jesus Christ to reveal it to me.
Minai kungela mwa libuka zani ni zengu chwalo, libuka za kale kaufela zeni kuna kufumana, ni zenyi ya nikamukana zeni kuna kweza. Nikuba nisepo yaka kakufelela ku Jesu Kriste kuli.
Because I do not want it to say, I know this and I know that. He knows my heart. He's listening at me.
Kakuli ya nilatikubuli akuli, na aziba se, mina aziba sani, uziba pilu yaka, usweli wani teleza.
But I want it that I might enlighten his people. Therefore, I believe that he will give it to me.
Konona watacholo kuli, ni katulu sesi chabasa hae,
I do not know as yet, but I'm trusting him for next Sunday, because that'll be the tremendous part as next Sunday to know and place those 70 weeks.
Anisikazi wakale, kono nisepileye na kunifa zala sunda etaha, kakuli saani, sikabasi emba sestabi saluli sunda etaha, kuziba ni kutoma anyali sunda ze 70 zani.
Each one has a different place. And when you do, you go to run them all through, they don't come out right. They don't register up right. It can.
If nifi ina nisibaka sisi shutana, miaweza cholo, ukalakuli lati la hande kakushetumuka. Halina kuta hande, halita mahani hande, alikuwa nikuwa cholo.
And therefore, I may not be able to have it right, but I'm going to trust the Lord for it.
Mikawa kaleo ha, hakulata aniko nikuwa nizo na hande.
And I remember Solomon one time praying and asking the Lord God if he would give him wisdom, not for himself, no extension of days, no longer life, not riches.
Mina upula Solomon na kwa ilingwi, hana alapira nikubuza mule na mulimu haiba, na akamufa butali isingi zahae isingi kekezo ya mazazi isingi bupilo butelele isingi bufumu.
But that he might have wisdom to know how to judge God's people.
Konone likuli abe ni butali kuziwa mwa kwa tulela sichaba samulimu.
And God honored that prayer and gave Solomon that wisdom because it was for his people.
Mimulimu auto atapelo ya hai. Miafa Solomon utali. Kakuli neliza sichaba sahai.
And that's why I'm asking God to let me know what these 70 of weeks mean, because I know it's the exact calendar for the age we're living in.
Mikona livaka hani vuzamuli mkuli ani ziviseli sunda ze 70 ze kuli litalu saskamangi. Kakuli nizivakuli kiona kalenda esu anela malusika malupila.
Amen.
And therefore I want to know it. Not for myself. Not for myself.
Mikawa kaleo ni vata kuliziva hakizaka ni hakizaka.
Of course, I want to know it. I don't say it that way, not for myself, because I do want it for myself. I want to know, because I want to know where we're living and what time we're living in. And then I know that that was given.
Kakuli ni vata kuliziva. Anibuleli kanzila yo, hakizaka. Kakuli na itakaleza zona luli. Ni vata kuziva, kakuli ni vata kuziva molupila. Nina kwelu pila kuyona. Michwale nizivakuli zaani nelifilwe.
And different ones have figured it out and they've had it way back. One fellow I was reading had it all ended up in 1919 of the 70 of weeks. Well, that wasn't so.
Mi baba ngwi baba shutana vali alungu tile. Mi baba kuta kutile kuzona. Mulikani alimungwi nenisuli kubala. Na yo punya ni kwa 1919. Kali sunda ze 70. Kihande zaani nesijualo.
So after 70 of weeks, after 70 of weeks, it's all finished. So we want to know the truth, and I'm asking God to give me the truth.
Kachwalo kasamula wali sunda ze 70, kasamula wali sunda ze 70, kau fela lifelile. Kachwalo luna haluna, lubata kuziba niti, mini kupa, mulimu kunifa niti.
Yes.
Amen. Now, in order to back this up, go back. I want to rehearse a little bit of the back.
Chwale fakuli ni tamba hanye se hande, ni kute kwa mulaho, ni wata kukute la fate ni hanyani kwa mulaho.
So therefore some notes that I jotted down that we had in the fourth and fifth chapter so that the people will understand.
Kachwalo kabaka leo litaba zengwe zeni ngozifa, zelu vile nizo na mwaka uhanywa 5, ya 4, nika uhanywa 5.
First, before we do this, I want to laugh it over so that you'll get from the fourth.
Pili luska ya zakalese, ni watakuita mahanya ilikuli mutwe kukalaka fo.
I remember the third chapter was the Laodicean church age, and the church was taken up at the end of Laodicea.
Chwale muhupuleka uhanya 3 nelikeleke ya lusika lwa Laodicea. Mikeleke ya angelwa muhalimu kwa mafelezo ala Odesia.
Now, I was trying to explain something to my wife about it. I had Becky, my daughter, with all the different types of dictionaries and things that we could get. They don't give the answer.
Chwale, neniswali kutatulula ntoengwe kumusalaka kayona. Neninzi ni Becky, mwana kawumusizana, nilivuka zalita alusozambanzwi, zeshutana nilikazengwe, zenelfumani. Halifika labo zeo.
I got the Bible dictionary. I got the old Greek dictionary. I got the Webster's and many others, the modern dictionaries. None of them could give the words or the answer anyway.
Ninani dictionary ya Bibele. Ninani dictionary ya Sigelike ya Kale. Ninani ya Webster's. Nizengu zenga atali dictionary za kachenu. Hakuna neba ilingu ya zona yeko nakubani kufamanzwi kamba kalabo. Kavu ino kaufela.
My wife said, how do you expect our people, which are poor people, and many of them uneducated like we are, to understand such as that? I said, God will give the answer.
Amen.
Musala kanaize, ukulubela chwaniku lisichaba salu na seo, ilithela sichaba sababu otana, mane bungata wabona, abasika itutas naluna, kulibahutu seseo, nalimulimu ukafa kalabo.
No matter how complicated it is, God can break it down and make it simple.
Akunata wakamba, itatafalile chwani, mulimu wako na kuyalunguta kufita fafasi ni kuinolofaza.
Amen.
For we are a portion of those people who are longing.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praying.
Yes.
For that day and that hour.
Yes.
And our eyes are set towards heaven and we're watching for his coming.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Kakuluna rusi emba sabatu bani, babala kaza. Kula pele la lizazila ni ninako. Mimetu aluna ata limile kwa lihalimu. Milu livelezi kutaa kwa hai.
And I'm just sure that he will show us.
Mini kolo hande kuli, ukalubo nisazona.
Yes, amen.
Now it won't tell us the day or hour, because no man will know that. But it'll certainly tell us the day of the week we're living. If we can just get it.
Chole haina kulubule la lizazi, kamba nako. Kakuli yako na mutu yako na kuiziba. Kono luli. Ukalu vulela lizazila sunda lelu pila kulona. Haiba fila lukona kuli utua.
Now, in the fourth chapter, John was caught up immediately after the church. John going up, he saw the complete church age.
Chwale mwaka uhanyuafo, Joani na angezu imuhalimu kapili. Kasamula wakeleke. Joani uya muhalimu, awonalusika wakeleke, lolu kwanile.
That's why I'd like to stop just a second to say that many people who are expecting some great, tremendous, powerful something to happen in the Gentile age are certainly wrong.
Foko na foni tabela kuyemela famuzo zufela, nivulele kuli, vatu wabangata wabakuluvela tabayemu ye tuna, ye ipitezi, miye mata kweza hala, mwalusikalo wamachawa, vao wafo saluli.
The church age and all that will happen during the Gentile reign is recorded from Revelations 1 to Revelations 3, inclusive.
Lusika lakeleke, nikau fila zeka ezala kanako ya puso ya wamachaba, lingozu mwasinulo 1, kuya mwasinulo 3, amohochwalo.
Then the church was raptured and taken up, and the rest of this until the 19th chapter is what happens to the Jewish race. After the church has gone up,
Mijipeto keleke ya angiwa, haili ze mzayona kuisa mwaka uhanya 19, kona zeza hala kwa lusika lwasi juda, kasamula wa keleke imano ngiro mahalimu.
And it is the time of the great tribulation. Nothing to happen amongst the Gentiles, only the slaughtering and so forth, as we'll get to that and see.
Mikinako yanyandiso etuna, hakuna ze lukela kweza hala, mwala wa machaba, kwanda kubula iwa nizengu cholo, sinaluka afitia kuzona, nikulibona.
But the church itself has gone on the 13th, on the last verse of the third chapter of Revelations, when the Laodicean church age end, which was the last.
Kono haili keleke, kasi vili iile mwa 13, Fatima na yabula luka wanya sinulo, lusika lwa keleke ala Odesia halufela. Lone luli, loma felelezo.
And we took each church age, each time, each thing that happened, each star, each messenger, their nature, what they done, and brought it right down through history until the very last one, draw right there on the picture on the side of the wall.
Mine lungiro usika lufinilu filwa keleke, na kwe ifika ufila, taba ifika ufila eneza halile, na leli ifika ufila, mulumi waka ufila, sivupi wa sabona, sene bae zize. Nikuli tisa hande mwala za kale kufitila wama felelezo aliswanisa onafaswanisofani kwa wama tuko alimota.
And when we got finished, the Holy Spirit come in and made a circle of the same thing on the wall and revealed it by himself right here to all of us.
Mihalu ya ufeza, moya oke nile, au taha mwatengi, nikutoweza sikuenda santo yesu wanafalimota, nikutoe ipatula ilie na fapila lunakulu na kaufela.
Now, in doing this, I trust at the end of this, he'll come with a tremendous something and show us again that we are at the end time.
Chwale, kakweza chwana, nisepakuli kwa mafelelezo ase, ukata nisesi nwesesi pitezi, nikulubonisa apekuli lukwana kwa mafelelezo.
How many of you heard Kennedy's, President Kennedy's speech, the comments and so forth?
Kiba waka iwamina baba utuleza Kennedy, Mweteli wana ha Kennedy li kandela hai, manzu ya mangu chwalo.
How many heard this prediction that by January the 1st is predicted that both the United States and Russia will be volcanic ashes?
Kibabaka wawo tulekuwa kale za kwani, kulika wani sope, kubule zukuli bubeli wa United States, nilo Russia, likaba fila mufuse.
That's all we need. It's later than we are thinking.
Kona fila zelo tokwa, na kose ifelile kufitia moru na hanira. Mabona?
So if we are so near to even man of this earth are predicting this tremendous thing to happen, we better be on the alert. Everything right up to date, all confessions made, everything ready.
Kacholo haiba luinzi faka ufia hulu kulimaneba tubali fasile, seba akale zalikaze tunaze kulileza hale. Kihande luite buhele, likaka ufela livefela kakuza maelela. Wipule lika ufela, likaka ufela lilukile.
Because we don't know just what time our Lord's going to summon us.
Kakule alu zivifela kulikina kumangi, yeo mule na atalu visa.
And when he gives a summons, come up higher. Better be ready. It's going to come in the hour that you think not.
Me hafa pizo akuli, taa kwanu upahame, kihande luitu kise. Milikata hamwana kweyengwi, yemusa hupulichwalo.
Great Pentecostal revival is now ceasing. We see it everywhere.
Amen.
The last great move.
Anchafazo yetu na Pentecosta isweli yafu kuze ya chwale. Lwa alivona kai ni kai, kimuza mao wa mafelelezo.
The messages went forth. Everything's ready now, waiting.
Lingusa lihasani, likaka ufila lilu kile chwale, zali velela.
The church is sealed away. The wicked are doing more wicked. Churches are becoming more churchy.
Kirekese iswa ilwe. Baba maswe, sebaso likweza bumaswe ahulu. Likereke libafela kamoya wabukereke.
The saints are coming closer to God. The gifts of the Spirit begin to multiply in the little groups. We're at the end time.
Baba kenile sebatabu kaufi ni mulimu. Limpo za moya likala kwekeze ha mwali kwataze nyiani. Lukwana kwa maungulo.
Oh, I love that song that we used to sing in the church. I'm watching for the coming of that glad millennium day when our blessed Lord shall come and catch his waiting bride away.
Oh, na latapinayani yene luo pelanga mwakeleke. Nilivelezi kutia kwa liliza zilatabo ya millennium. Fani mule naru na yafu yozwi. Haka te hakuto ungila munyali wa wahae, yali velela.
Oh, my heart is crying, thirsting for that day of sweet release when our Savior shall come back to earth again.
Hallelujah.
Waiting for that hour.
Oh, pilu ya kaya huwa, inyolezu kutaha kwa liza zileli ndelani. Fomu pulu siwalu na hata kutamwali fasi hapi. Lulivelezina kweyani.
Now, in the fifth chapter, in the fifth verses, we find in our previous lesson that we talked of that kinsman redeemer, which we found out was Christ.
Chwale mwaka honyo ya five, niliti manaza five, zelufumani. Mwa tuto efe lile neluambo la fatengi, kazamuli ululi walubasi. Zene lufumani kuli, neli kreste.
Typed it up with Ruth, Ruth deciding, Ruth serving. Ruth resting.
Neliliswa nisize ni Rute. Ruti wa iketela. Ruti wa seweza. Ruti wa pumula.
Deciding with justification. Serving, making herself ready, sanctification.
Kuiketela neliku kenisiwa. Kuseweza kuituki sailiena. Kukeniswa.
Resting was with the Holy Spirit until the wedding supper came.
Hallelujah.
How beautiful.
Kupumula nelimoya o kenile. Kufitila mulalelo wasina wenga. Hakibu ndenivo.
The church come through John Wesley justification or Martin Luther justification to John Wesley sanctification.
Kereke itaileka John Wesley kuveiwa babalukile kamba Martin Luther. Kuveiwa babalukile ka John Wesley kukeniswa.
Through the Pentecostal baptism of the Holy Spirit, and now resting, waiting for the coming of our Lord, perfectly.
Ka Pentecosta, kolwezo yamo yao kenile, michwale kupumula uliberezi kutaka kwa mule na hae kaswanelo.
Our kinsman redeemer, the elders was right when they called him a lamb about to become a lion, his judge. He was a lamb, you know, with the seven seal book.
Muli ului waluna walubasi. Baba hulu nebabule aniti haba mubiza kulingunyana. Kuli abeta u abe mwatuli. Na alingunyana mwaziba, nibuka Yesu wailwe hasebene.
When the book was taken, the meritorial work was finished.
Mibuka hane ingilwe, musebezi wabuye meli no felile.
Now, in the third chapter, the church was gone up, but now redemption is to be revealed, how the church was redeemed.
Chwale mwaka wanyu ya 3, kileke ne ingezu mwahalimu, kono chwale pulso ina nikupatululwa kamo kileke ne liululezwi.
The revelation of what taken place during the church age. See, the church is gone. So he is now showing in the fifth chapter how he did it. What taken place, how he sealed the church off.
Sinulo yasenesie zahalile kana kwea lusika lwa kileke mwabona. Kileke sayile, kacholo usole wabonisa chwale mwaka wanywa 5. Mwana alieze lize, senesie zahalile, mwana aswaezi kileke chwalo.
The revelation of his name, water baptism, use his name, eternal life, no eternal hell, serpent seed, eternal security.
Sinulo yali vizola hai, kolobezo ya mezi, kuitusali vizola hai, bupilo bubu saafeli, akunali hele la kusaafela, peo ya noha, silelezo ya kuyakwile.
All the great doctrines, predestination, all the church that was revealed to the church. He's showing how he done it.
Lituto zetu na kaufela kulemuhelo akale kwa kileke yene patuluzi kwa kileke. Ubonisa mo alieze lize.
Now our kinsman is handed the seven seal book of redemption from the original owner. Amen.
Chole muli ululi walu na watambeka buka ya pulso kuzwa kumungayona. Amen.
Who what we find was the original owner? God himself.
Hallelujah.
Nelimangi yelufumani chwale yanalimungi mulimu kasivili.
And the lamb came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne.
Ningunyana ataha miangavuka mwalizo lasilio la yana inzi mwalubona.
Who was the lamb? The redeemer.
Amen.
Our kinsman redeemer. The kinsman to the church who come and redeemed Israel.
Ngunyana nelimangi, nelimuli ululi, muli ululi waluna walubasi, muli ululi kwa keleke, yanato liulula Israele.
Now we're going to get into that this morning. Israel was redeemed, but it was not applied to them because they rejected him.
Chwale lukakena kuzona kakusasa na chwana, Israele na liuluzwi, kono nesi zabona,
but the church received their redemption.
Amen.
And he is our kinsman redeemer.
Kono keleke ne ya muhezi pulso ya bona. Miye na kie na muli ululi walu na walubasi.
As Boaz had to redeem Naomi in order to get Ruth the Moabite, an alien, a Gentile.
Sina Boaz hana anani kuli ulula Naomi. Ilikuli luti wa Moabi muzwahule wa bamachaba.
So Christ redeemed Israel, applied the redemption and was rejected.
Kachwalo Kriste ali ulula Israele, abe atengi puluso miyahaniwa.
You remember the pardon that the man was shot that I sometimes tell during the Civil War when he was a good man?
Mwaupulaswa lelo yani ya kile akunupi wa muna yani. Ini ambola angayani, kana kwe andwa ya mukowa. Ane, nalimu na umunde.
He was innocent, and they found him guilty, although he was guilty in a way that he run away in time of battle.
Nasina mulatu, mibamu fumane ya mulatu, nebainge kuli, nana ni mulatu, kuti na amma atile mwana kwe andwa.
And they found him guilty and was going to shoot him, and a man went to President Lincoln and said, Mr. Lincoln, this is a Christian man.
Mibamu fumane amulatu mane akunupiwa. Mimuna aya kumweteli wana ha Lincoln. Nikubula kuli, wo Lincoln, yo kimuna wa mukreste.
He was a scared boy, I know his people. He was just afraid, he didn't mean no harm. He run away, said, Mr. Lincoln, it's in your hands, you're the only one can pardon him.
Nali alukile, mushimani, naziba sichaba sahabo, nasa wafela, nasa talusiko za umaswe. Nama tilefela ali, wo Lincoln, limuama zoa hao, kiwe na unu osifela yako na kumuswalela.
Mr. Lincoln picked up a piece of paper and his pen and signed, pardon the so-and-so, Abraham Lincoln.
Bo Lincoln wano paka emba kapa mpili nisingoliso sabo na nikungola. Amu swalele mukete wakuli nikuli yo, Abraham Lincoln.
He ran back to the jail and he said, here it is, I got your pardon. And the man said, I refuse to look at it. It would have a big seal on it. It would be everything. You're only trying to make me a laughing stock.
Nama atile mwatolongo, mikihali, kifo chwale, nikuswalezi. Mimuna ali, anilati kutali mafatengi. Akulata nelina niliswa oleli tuna nilona. Nelikaa basi kakao fila. Ulikaa fila kunibona bukuba.
It is not Abraham Lincoln. Anybody could sign his name. But it would have to be documented by his seal and so forth if it comes from him.
Haki Abraham Lincoln, mtu kao fila wako na kungola libizo la hae. Kuonone liluke la kungolo wakaliswa yola hae nizengu cholo. Hae balizwele la kuyena.
And the man persuaded him, though the man in the prison thought he was kidding. And just walked away the next morning, he was shot.
Mimuna amu hapeleza. Neba inge kulimuna ya nalimu watu longo na upulakuli na amu ezalishiha. Miai kilafila. Kakusasa na otetama, akunupiwa.
And then after he was shot, then there was a federal court trial. Because Abraham Lincoln, 24 hours before the man was shot, signed his name that this man was pardoned.
Michwale kasamulao ama na ukunupiwa. Minekuna ni muzeko mwakuta. Kakuli Abraham Lincoln ilihola Z24 muna ya ni asika kunupiwa kale. Na ngozi vizola hae kuli muna yo usualezwi.
And then the government shot him anyhow. Then what? Then the federal court of the United States said, come to this decision of the federal courts, said a pardon is not a pardon unless it be received as a pardon.
Michwale muso wamu kunupa ni akuli chwalo. Chwale chwani, michwale kuta ya United States yali, luta fawi ketelo likuta ze. Vali, swalelo haki swalelo, haisa muhelwi kuba swalelo.
And Jesus redeemed Israel at Calvary. But it was not a pardon to them because they did not receive it as a pardon.
Mi Jesu aliulula Israeli. Faka uvali. Kono nesi swalelo kubona. Kakuli nebasika ya muhela kuba swalelo.
Amen.
But in our lesson now in these 70 weeks we find they come back and receive their pardon.
Hallelujah.
Kono mwatu tuwa luna chwale kazali sundaze 70 ze. Nufumana kuli neba kutile kutuwa muhela swalelo ya bona.
But he redeemed the church. Then we are pardoned. Because we have received the blood of Jesus Christ as our pardon.
Kono ali ulula kireke, milwa swalelwa, kakululua muhezimali a Jesu Kriste, kuba swalelwa ya luna.
Now, we find that he was our kinsman redeemer, and he took the book out of the hand of the original owner.
Chwale lufumana kuli, na alimuli ululi wa luna waluvasi, ni angavuka mwalizo olamu ngayona,
it is a title deed to redemption. We found that. You remember the study? It's a title deed of redemption.
Kipa mpiliye pakasika kwa pulso. Lufumaneo na cholo. Mwaupulapa loyo kana. Kipa mpiliye pakasika sa pulso.
Amen.
It's an abstract deed with it. That God required life for death. In the Garden of Eden.
Kipa mpili ya pakasika, yeo mulimu na watabu pilo kalifu, mwasimu ya Edeni.
And Jesus the righteous one died and took a title deed. And was able to break the seals, reveal what was in them, and give the inheritance that belonged to him to his people.
Mi Jesu yenayalukile. Ashwa nikunga buka yalitifo. miyako na kumamulula maswayo atengi. Apatulula sene likuona. Miya fabuswa wene bulibwa hae kwasichabasa hae.
Eternal life that he inherited by doing that, he passed his own life back out of Calvary and divided it among us by the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Bupilo wabusa afeli, yana afumani kakweza cholo, na afila bupilo wabu haito takwandi, fa Calvary. Mi abu abu mwalalu na kamo ya oke nile. Amen.
No man has never been able to come to even think of the love that that was.
Amen.
What he done?
Hakuna mtu kukutokwa yako nile kunana neva zali latulani mwene libezi sana azize.
Satan the once possessor because of the fall of the garden is bound and cast into a lake of fire.
Hallelujah.
His days are finished.
Satan yana ibulu kile na kwe mwiba kensa kuwa mwasimu. Utamilwe ni kunine pero mwali salamulilo. Mazazi ya haya afelile.
Jesus in the gospel had four titles. We caught them.
Jesu mwa evangeli kuna nilika loze ene. Lule mwile chwalo.
Son of David, heir to the throne. Son of Abraham, the royal grant. Son of man, heir of the earth. Son of God, heir of all things.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Royal grant.
Mwana Davida, mchasanda kwa lubona. Mwana Abrahama, mshemi wabulena. Mwana mutu, mchasanda kwa lifasi. Mwana mulimu, mchasanda kwa likakamukana. Mshemi wabulena.
In the Old Testament, property could not be held any longer than 50 years. It could not be annihilated from its original owner but 50 years.
Mwa testamenti ya kale, livya anane lisako nikubaku buluki waku fitele la miaha ye mashumi ya kitalizoho. Nelisika za amuhi wa kumungazona tenyene, konjika samula wa miaha ye mashumi ya kitalizoho.
And on the 40th day he paid the price. On the 50th day, the redemption and the power that belonged to the church that was lost in the Garden of Eden was redeemed back and sent to us by the baptism of the Holy Ghost on the 50th day.
Amen.
Mekaliza zilabu fote alifatifo. Kaliza zilabu fifite puluso nimata anali akereke. Analate ile mwasimu ya edeni ya aliulua kukuta. Nikulu mero akuluna kakolobezo ya mwe yao kenile. Kaliza zilabu fifite.
Then we picked up the scroll. We picked up the scrolls, how that the scroll was handed to his hand.
Mise rutali misisase litapa, luangama tapa, mwene lifezu litapa le mwalizo la hae.
How that Jeremiah 32:6, his cousin Hamel was left him some errands going into captivity, which we're going into with him this morning. Captivity.
Kulimane Jeremiah, mwa Jeremiah 32:6. Mwana munyana wenda tae hana mele na amusi yezibuswa. Mineba ya mabutanga zeolu ya kuzona niena kakusasa na chwana. Utanga.
And it was kept in an earthly vessel. Shows where the power of God and the scrolls and secrets of God is known in the heart.
Hallelujah.
Mi yabulu ukiwa mwasi vya nasali zupa kubonisa kuli matamulimu ni matapa alikunu tuzamulimu ya aziviwa mapilu.
Our plan of redemption is same being kept in the earthly vessel. Jesus' name in the revelation.
Mulelo waluna wapuluso, sibiana seswana, nesivelo malizupa, libizo la Jesu, nisinulo.
We find out that this was sealed with seven seals, and each seal was wrapped around.
Lufumana chona kuliye, neiswa ilwe kama swayo asupa, miliswa yolifika ufela nelitamilwe, kupotoloha.
And as the revelation come forth, he pulled the seal, and undone this and read what that seal said.
Misi nasinilo hane itacholo. Acho mula liswayo. Nikuta mulu lase, nikubala sene libule la liswayo lani.
Then he undone the next one and scrolled and read what that seal said.
Kiyama mulu la nile litatama, litapa, nikubala sene libule la liswayo lani.
Undone the next one, pull it out and see what that seal said and what the revelation was.
Ama mulu la nile litatama, alichomola nikubona sene libule la liswayo lani. Niseo sinulo ya tengi, neliona.
That's exactly what our seven seals that we're going into shortly, we trust, that will do. Each seal when it's tucked off the book will be unrolled and that will show exactly what taken place.
Awo kona rima soyo alu na asupa. Awo luka kena kuona chono ngufa, lwa sepa kuli luka abacholo. Liswayo ni liswayo, halimamuluzu kwa buka, likata tululwa. Niseo sikabu nisa handende, sine singilesi baka.
Hallelujah.
We find out that there's seven, five, in the plan of redemption, five is a number.
Lufumana kuli, kuna ni seven. Five, mulelo wapuluso. Five, kinombolo.
And these five, seven, seven seals, seven spirits, seven angels, seven trumpets, and seven church ages.
Mikuna ni masebene afaifi, maswayo asebene, mioya yesebene, mangeloi asebene, litolombita zesebene, ni masika alikeleke zesebene.
So you see, the five sevens is grace, five is grace, and seven is perfection. So it's just perfectly running, just exactly, see. All right.
Kacholo mwabona, masebene afaifi kimuhau. Faifi kimuhau, misebene kikupetahala. Kona kuli liswelifi la kuzamalila hande, mwabona. Kulukile.
Like each seal broken in the Word of God reveals to the man of the age, what age we're living in, the spirit of the age, the church of the age.
Inge liswelifi nilifi, liabi wa mwali nzula mulimu, lipatulu la kumutu walusika, lusika mwalupila, moya walusika, keleke walusika.
Revelations 10, at the end we find when the last seal was broke, we find the angel standing with one foot on the land and one on the sea with his hands up to heaven and a rainbow over his head.
Sinulo 10, kwa mafelelezo lufumana chwale liswaula mafelelezo halimamulwa. Lufumana lingeloi inge liyemi, niliutuleli nguifali kamba, mileli nguifali wate ni mazo walona, lina nulezi mwali halimu. Ninambwa mutalati fali mwateo yalona.
Swearing by him that lives forever and ever that time has run out.
Amen.
On the last seal, and you wait till we get in them seals and see where that seal's at.
Inge likonka kaya pila linako linako kuli nako ifelile fo kifaliso yola mafelelezo mimulivele kufitila lukena mwama soyo ani nikubona liso yolani koli nzi.
If you find the 70 weeks, then see where the seals are. Time has run out. Redemption is over. He is now the Lion and the Judge.
Kasamula umufuma nalisunda ze mashumi asu pile kuzwafo mubone kukuna nimasoyo haize na kose ifelile puluso ifelile yenachole salitao ni mwatuli.
He is your Savior this morning, but one day he'll be your Judge.
Kimu pulusi wa hao kakusasa na chwana konoza zeleli mwi ukaba mwatuli wa hao.
The 8th to the 14th verse of the 5th chapter reveals the time for the Lamb to be worshipped, both in heaven and in earth. The seven seal book, the worthy Lamb, the kinsman redeemer.
Yabu 8 kuisa kuya 1, timana ya 14 ya kauhanyo ya 5. Ipatula nako ya lapelu wangu nyana, buveli wamwali halimu nilifasi. Buka Yesu wa iluema swayo asebene, kimuli ululi wamwalu basi.
And from the 8th verse to the 14th, angels worship him, elders worship him, living creatures worship him.
Mikuzwa Fatima na 8 kuyafa 14. Mangeloi amu kubamela, baba hulu amu kubamela, livupiwa zamu kubamela.
And John worshiped him so much so he said every creature in heaven, in the earth, underneath the earth,
amen,
heard me saying, blessings, glory, power, wisdom might be to the Lamb.
Mijoani amu kubamela, ahulu kufitila awuli akuli, sivupi wakaufira mwali halimu, mwali fasi, mwate salifasi, zani utu hanili, limbu yoti, kanya, puso, butali, mata, ave kungunyana.
The worship time for the King Lamb. Now, the church is gone, remember.
Na kwa kukuba mela mulena, yenangunyana. Chwale, kileke ile muhupule.
Now let's turn to Daniel and the 9th chapter. And the first to the third verses, and then we're going to take the 20th to the 27th, because this is just Daniel's prayer. I want you to read this over and over through the week now till you get it.
Chwala lopule ngi ku Daniele, nika uhanywa 9, miniliti manaza 1 kuyafa 3. Michwale lukaanga ni ya 20 kuisafa 27. Kakulie kita perofela ya Daniele, ni wata kuivala hande mwahala avesi. Chwale kufitila muli utwa.
In the first year of Darius, the son of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans.
Kamwa hawa pili wakubusa kwa Darius, mwana walusika lwama mede, yana veiremule na wamubuso wa makalade.
In the first year of the reign, Daniel understood by books that the number of years whereof the word of God came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem.
kamwaha wapili wapuso ya hae, na Danieli na Yema, na lemuha kakubala mwalivuka kulipalo, ya miaha yeo linzula mulimu, nelitile kumprofita Jeremia, kulimunzi wa Jerusalema noona nikusiala, ushanda ukile kami hae 70.
Now the next, I set my face into the Lord God to seek in prayer and supplications and fasting and sackcloth and ashes.
Chwale ye tatama, nana nule ya meto waka kumule na mulimu. Niine le kulapela ni kukupa, kakuitimalicho, ni kuapala masila ama saka, ni kuina mwamulola.
I prayed unto the Lord God and made my confessions, and on he goes. Until now we get to the 20th verse.
Nala pela mule na mulimu waka, na avule ya mila tuyaluna. Michwalo chwalo wazo la pili, kufitela chwale lufita Fatima na ya 20.
To save time, the people standing, I want you to get to the 20, till we get down now to the 20th verse.
Kakubuluka nako, sichaba siyemi, ni matakuli mukiti melefa 20, konji lufitefa first wale Fatima na ya 20.
And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplications before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God.
Hane nisabulela nilapela. Ni pulela lifoso zaka nilifoso za sichaba sa Yesu sa Israele. Hane nisata isalita pelo zaka kabungata fapila mule na mulimu waka. Kaba kalali lunduleli kenile la mulimu waka.
Yet while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel whom I had seen in a vision at the beginning began caused to fly swiftly, touch me about the time of the evening obligation.
Ivo, ene nisabule la katapelo, Gabriele muna yenivonisa pili mwapono, kia kufa kufufira kuna, kanako ya stabilo samanzi wana.
And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding.
Ani zivisa, avule la nina miali mawe Daniele, nitile chwale. Kukufa kutwisiso yalita bazeo.
What if we could have only been there?
Kuchwa nikambe nelulite nikwani.
How did he find him? In prayer. The angel, the man. You know what she called him, the man.
Kana namufu manichwani, mwata pelo. Lingeloi kimutu. Mulemuile namu vizekuli mutu.
And being of, and the beginning of my supplications, the commandment came forth for him to go, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved, therefore understand the matter, and consider the vision.
Mi kakubawa, mi ane nikalafila kulapila, nikukupa, nikuta kuye nakuli azamae, miniti loo kutarusi za yona kakuli, uyala tiwa hulu. Aiva, mi, he utoko meletaba, utu seze pono.
70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, or thy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, and to make reconciliation for iniquity.
Falimu asicha basahenu, ni falimu amunzi oke nile, kamba amunzi. Zakuli nako yeo kusaipea kufele, sivi sitakulwe, bumaswe bulifiwe.
And to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy.
Kutaiswe kuluka koku ina kamita, kutiswe pono nibuporofita, mekutozo sisa, sesi kenile ahulu.
There's the sixfold reason of his coming.
Kiao foma baka ahae asilezi, akutaha kwa hai.
I notice. Now therefore, know therefore and understand. Now listen, that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, 62 weeks.
Chwale amutalime, chwale kama kaleo, uziletaba mi uyutuiseze. Chwale amuteleze. Kutuwa kwa taelo, ye vule lakuli Jerusalema ukazuswa uyahiwe. Mesia yenayato zizwe, kukafitali sunda ze 7. Nilisunda ze 62.
And the streets shall be built again, and the walls even in troublous time.
Mimunzi ukazu swasincha, kuyaiwe mapatelo ni makuwa kwa aona, kono ikawa mwalinako zama nyando.
After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself.
Hakufele lisunda ze 62, Mesia ukabulawa, kusinamutu yaka muyemela.
And the people of the prince that shall come, the prince that shall come, destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and to the end of the war desolations are determined.
Misi chabasa mule na umungwi yakataha, mule na umungwi yakataha, sikasi nyamunzi ni ndweke nile, kono mule na yo ukafela inge ya kukiswa kimunda. Kusekulelilwe kuli kushanda uka kubetenge kuisa kwa mafelezo andwa.
And he shall confirm the covenant, listen, with many for 1 week, one of these 70 weeks, and in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate.
Mimule na yo ukai swalabulikani, amuteleze, ni mabangata kasunda ilingwi, ilingwi alisunda ze 70 zeo. Mifali asunda ukaye misamata veloni nilinubu. Mikukabona alaze masila, kubona hale nisi sinyi sesi shandaula, kufitele mane nako nitaelo ya kulibu hali, busulu helwe sisinyi.
Now there is our lesson for the next 3, 4, 5 meetings, whatever the Lord will reveal. 70 of weeks.
Chwale, kieo fo tuto yaluna, yamiko pano yaluna emilalu, yemine yeketalizo yetetama, kaufe asaka patula mulena. Lisunda ze 70.
Now, I'll ask Doc, if he will, tonight, to put up my board there, so that I'll be able to mark it out. I don't want you to miss it. Now, you've got to study with me and study deep, or you'll miss it.
Chwale ni kakupa Doc, haiva ukata velabusi ubo, kuliaveli matila kafani. Kuli nikone kuliswanisa fatengi, anilati kulimulimbu nje. Chwale mulukela kubala nina hamoho, ni kubala katata luli mabutungi. Kamba, mukalimbu nje.
Now I want to draw it out. You're on the blackboard, and then you bring your pencils and paper and write down these dates, these times, and all about it.
Mini bata kuiswanisa sona, fali matile linsu leo. Mimutae nilipoto lotozamina, nipampili, nimungole mazazi ao, nilinako, nizengu zate nikaufela.
Now the 70 weeks begins, now get this, after the church is taken out.
Chwale lisunda ze 70 za kalisa, chwale amu tutaba ye. Kasamula o keleke imano ngiwa.
Now everybody understands that, say amen.
Amen.
Now, after the church is taken out.
Chwale, kaufela yao tuisa cholo mubule kuli. Amen. Chwale, kasamulao keleke imanongiwa.
Revelation 6:1 to Revelation 19:21 is connected with the 70 weeks. Therefore, we must stop and explain before we go further.
Sinulo 6:1 kuisa sinulo 19:21. Lita mahani nilisunda ze 70. Kaba kale uluswanila kuyema pili, minutatulule luskazu la pili kale.
We must stop and explain why these 70 weeks, because if you don't, you'll miss those seals, you'll miss those trumpets, you'll miss those vials, those plagues, those three unclean spirits like frogs, those three woes, the casting out of the red dragon, the woman and the sun.
Luswanela kuyema faa lutatu lelivaka lali sunda ze 70 ze. Kakuli haiva musae zicholo, mukalianganisa masoyo ani, mukalianganisa litolombita zani, mukalianganisa manaka ani, likoto zani, miwa emi lalu yani, ye masila, ye swana ingeli mbotwe, li nchwa ze telu zani, kulele ikiwa kwa dragoni, ye fubelu, musali mwalizazi.
You miss it all if you don't, cause it takes place right here in the 70th week.
Man.
Where it takes place.
Mukali mbwinja, kaufila, ayawa musa tokomeri, kakuli lieza halila onamwasunda yabu 70 ye, kona mo lieza halila.
Now, the prophet Daniel had been in Babylon for 68 years. You who wants to run references back and save yourself some of the time that I've had to look it up, 68 years.
Chwale, mumprofita Daniele na vile mwa Babilona kami hae 68. Mina mutavira kutali misalitawa kwa pata ni kwa mulaho, ni kulimusiki mwa sinyanako, ye ni lukila ku kwa pulani nibata, mia hae 68.
He went into captivity in B.C. 606, and when the vision came to him was B.C. 538. 538 from 606 leads 68.
Na ile mwabutanga ka B.C. 606, mechwale pono haite hakuye na nelika ka B.C. 538. 538 ikuzwa mwa 606, kalabo ki 68.
68 years he had been in Babylon amongst heathen and still had the victory. Amen.
Amen.
We can't stay out.
Miaha ya 68 na vile mwa Babilona, mwa halaba hedeni, kono nitengi na ananitulo. Amen. Luna luko ni kuina hola.
But he had been in the very midst with nobody but three companions, and them in different parts of the kingdom.
Kono yena na vile mwa hali azo na luli, kusina mutu, kwa ndia valika ni baba lalu, mibuo nane vali mwali wakaze shuta na zamu buso.
But Daniel standing alone with God.
Amen.
Help the victory for 68 years.
Kono Daniel na yemi anosi ni mulimu. Akumalila kwa tulo kamia ya 68.
Thank God. I don't want to start preaching because this is supposed to be a teaching lesson.
Munane kazona. Hanilatipu kala kukutaza. Kakuli ye iluke la kubasebelezo ya kulutalingusa.
But 68 years he had kept the victory and was undefiled before God without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Without the blood of Jesus Christ to make intercessions for him.
Konomia ya 68, naanza avulukire tulo. Mina asa isi lafazi, fapira mulimu. Kusina kolowezo ya mwayo kenile, kusina mali a Jesu Kriste analukira kumulapire la kwa tengi.
With only the blood of bulls and goats and heifers, which he had to offer secretly because of the heathen traditions of that land.
Nelifela mali alipoho nilipuli nilitole, zana anani kufa taleka kwa mkunda, vake insalizo za mwana ya mahedeni.
They'd been taken down there, Jeremiah prophesied of them, that they were going down.
Nevaisizo kwani, Jeremiah na profitile kazona, kuli nevakayo pila kwani.
Now, Daniel, oh my, he had begun to see that the time was getting close, just as we are today.
Chole Daniele, oh mawe, nasa akalaku bonakuli nako iya isutelela, ingefira molubezika chenu.
Daniel began to understand, he said, by the reading of books.
Daniele akalaku lemuha miali, neli kakubala malivuka.
And in the first year of the reign of Daniel and the reign of Daniel understood by books the number of years, therefore, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet that should be accomplished 70 years in desolation of Jerusalem.
Mi kamuha wa pili wa puso ya Daniele, muha wa puso, na Daniele na lemuha kakubala mwalibuka paro ya miaha kabaka leo linzula mule na lata kujeremia mprofita kuli miaha ipeta hale mwabutanga ka Jerusalema.
Jeremiah in B.C. 606 prophesied because of their sins and ungodliness that they would be 70 years.
Jeremiah mwa B.C. 606 akile aprofita wake nzali vizabona. Ni kutokwa bumulimu. Kuli wakayo inakwa ni kamia ya 70.
You remember there was another prophet came up in that day. I can't call his name at this time. I might be able to catch it for you in a few minutes if I look back for a while.
Mwapula ni kuna ni mprofita yomungwe. Yana atileza zilani. Anisa wapula libizo la haichwale. Ni kami hupule alona mwa mizuzueli kani haiva nika kuta. Kwa mula ofana kwenyana.
But
He came up and said, Jeremiah, you are wrong. God's only going to keep Israel down there for so many days, for so many, about 2 years.
Kono aye mamiali, Jeremiah, ubulabu hata, mulimu kabulu kafela Israele kwa ni kama zazi amanga taluli, ikawa miha imibeli.
Jeremiah said, so be it. Amen. He said, but wait a minute. Let you and I check up with one another as prophets.
Jeremiah ali, kuveona cholo, amen. Kiali, kono libelela famuzuzu, we nani na halu libelele. Kakuba ba profita.
He said, remember, there's been those who prophesied before us. And they told things that was wrong.
Kiali, hupula, kuvile baba kile ba profita sa pilikuluna. Mine babu lealita bazabu hata.
God dealt with them for telling wrong things. So let us be sure. But the Lord God has told me there's 70 years yet.
Mimulimu aba fakoto, kakubule alita wazabu hata, kacholo alube ni niti, kono mule na mulimu unibulelezi kuli ikaba mia haye mashimi asupile.
God smote that false prophet and took his life that same year. Because God had told this true prophet that there was 70 years.
Mulimu ana atamu profita wabu hata yani, nikungabu pirobu hae, onamu haoswa na wani. Kakuli mulimu na wabulelezi imu profita wa niti yokuli,
now I want you to notice how Daniel, yet an alien, yet ousted from his people, ousted from his church, without one church service, without any church to go to.
Mini watakuli mule muhe mo Daniele, ni ana alimuzwa hule, ibo na alikuwa hule nisicha basabo, na alikuwa hule nikeleke ya hae, kusina neba sevelezo ilingu ya keleke, kusina neba keleke kwa kuya,
without any hymns to be sang but what he sang himself, in the midst of all this, still held on to what that prophet said.
Amen.
Amen.
Kusina nebali pina zine yopelwa, konjiza na ikopele langanosi. Mwala zeo kaufela, na asaswa lelezi kusana abulezi mupolofita. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. May we do it.
Amen. Amen. No church to go to. Nobody to fellowship with. Everybody went to heathen temples. Everybody worshiped their idols. No Christian songs. Nobody believed the same thing he did.
Kusina keleke kwa kuya, kusina mutu wa kwa mbola niena, mangi ni mangi kaufela naya kwa li tempele za mahedeni, mangi ni mangi na alape la milimu ya maswaniso, kusina lipina za wa kreste, hakuna yana alumela likaza na heza.
And in 68 years, from a young man of about 12, 14 years old, when he was taken down there, he held true to God and understood by Jeremiah's prophet that the days were almost accomplished.
Amen.
Mima, miha ye 68 kuzwa kumuchaha wa miha ye 12, ye 14 ya kupepwa, na kwe ya isi wakwani, akumalela kumulimu kaniti, miau twisi salitaba kamu profita Jeremiah kulimazazi na atumela kukwana.
I would warn the heart of any true prophet of God today.
Hallelujah.
That we look back and see what this true prophet said and know that we're at the end time.
Zeo moli kona kule museza pilu ya mpolofita ufika ufila waniti wa mulimu. Kulilu talima kwa mulaho, nikubona sana bulezi mpolofita, nikuziba kulilu kwa anako ya mafelelezo.
He said, I understood by books that Jeremiah, my brother, many, many years ago, prophesied that Israel would stay down near 70 years and that time's about fulfilled.
Kiali nale muhakali vuka za Jeremiah, muzwale wa kamiha yeminga tengataka 4, a profita kuli Israele ukaina kwani, miahema shumi asupile, minaku yaani selibu kaufini kukwana.
And he made himself ready, and he called a fast, and he sanctified himself and went in ashes and sackcloth and put it up on his head and went to fasting and praying to understand about what day they were living in.
Mi ai tukisa, mi akena mwaku itimalicho, mane ai kenisa, michwale mufuse ni kwa paramasaka ni kui fukule laona kwa toho. Mi ai timalicho ni kulula pela, kuli au tu selizazi lene bapila kulona.
And if Daniel, the prophet of the Lord, could consult Jeremiah's books and bring him to such a place that even Israel, coming out, all of them alive, was coming out of Babylon to go back to the homeland, would cause him to fast with sackcloth and ashes.
Mihaiba Daniele mprofiti ya umulena, alu alalivuka za Jeremia, ni kumutisisa mwalisiba kasakuli. Neba Israele kukuta kwa hae, kaa ufilabu wanainge vapila, nebazo mwa Babilona kukutela mwana hayahabu. Za mutise za kuitimalicho, ni kwa pala masaka, ni kuitoza mufuse.
How much more ought it to do to the church of the living God to know that time is fading out and shall be no more, and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the great millennium ready to set in.
Kana liluke la kweza ze kumakai kwa kereke ya mulimu ya pila. Kakuziba kuli nako, iya ifela. Mia kusana nako yesi yezi, ni kutaha kwa mulena Jesu Kriste, ni millennium ya tuna yeli belezi kutaha.
How can we spend wasteless time? Gambling, swimming holes, on Sundays, no time for the Lord.
Luko na kuina chua ni inge lusinye nako, kwa kaleza, kutapa nikuva palala sunda, ni kusinana kwa mule na.
Just run down if the pastor speaks on something other that you don't like, you get up and go out. If the church holds too long, why you're dissatisfied.
Kushetu mkafela chualo. Haba mulisa na wambo la tabaisili ye musalati mwananu hanikuzwe lafandi. Mihaye wake, haye wakeleke ikai nana kwe telele kupalangi muka ikutua kufilika.
Look at our condition. Look what we're doing. Compare our lives with that prophet.
Amutalime buino waluna, mutalime selweza, mubapa nyebu pilo waluna ni mupoloftiani.
One man in a complete kingdom. With no church to go to and none nowhere else to go to.
Muna limungwi, mwamubuso o kwanile hande. Asina keleke kwa kuya, miasina neva mutu wakuya kuyena.
It was torn down and burned down. His city, his people was captive.
Nelisinye hile ni kuchisi wafafasi. Munzi waha wosi chabasa hae sa swali wa mabutanga.
68 years. 68, 69. 70. He had 2 years left.
Miaha ye 68, 69, 70. Nana ni mwaha ye miveli ye nesiezi.
So when he began to read in the book and see that the time was drawing nigh to be fulfilled, he went to God in prayer to find out about it.
Kacholo haka lakubala mwavuka ni kubona kuli nako nese isute lafaka ufi. Kuli kwane haya kumulimu mwatapilo. Kuli avati sekazona.
What a time. What are we doing when nations are breaking? The sea roaring. Man's heart failing for fear. Perplexed of time. All these things a handwriting on the wall.
Inna kwe chwani. Nweza sikamangi. Kantili na hazai kawa. Mawate ava yaula, lipilu za vatu zai kalelwa kasa wetuna. Kina kuyangalelwa, litabaze kaa ufela mungolo ufalimota.
Racial disintegration, all kinds of evil going on in the world. And fusses and bites and stews.
Lindwa za mikowa, mifuta ya bumaswe kaa ufela yesu lekweza halamali fasi. Nilikomano, nilindwa, nimizeko.
And weapons hanging in hangers. That one little nation by the size of Cuba down here can destroy the world in 10 minutes.
Mililwani soza lipa hekilwe na haili nguyani yelika na Cuba kwanu. Yako na kusinyali fasi mwamizuzwe lishumi.
And them fussing with one another, ungodly man who knows not God and knows not his power.
Miwona inge vai komanisa vana vasa zibiza vula peri.
And the Holy Spirit in the church, moving amongst the elected, showing himself alive after 2,000 years, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Nimoya oke nila makeleke, unzo zama mwala waketwa. Wonisa inza iponahaza ilie nakuli, wapilisa. Kasamula wamia yeli kitizepeli, kuliwaswa na mavani, kachenu nikuya kuile.
How can we set slothfully How can we just run over the top of it? Time we were checking up, watching for that great hour approaching.
Lukona kwina twanyi ngabu nyani kulondo toka. Lukona kumate twanyi fali mwazona. Nako ene lutatuba. Lulibelezi hola tunayani kulitahe.
Now, he read in Jeremiah, the 25th chapter. Let's turn over in Jeremiah, the 25th chapter, and read what Jeremiah had to say.
Twali, awala mwa Jeremiah, kauhanya 25. Alwapulingima mwa Jeremiah, kauhanya 25. Nikubala, zana abulezi Jeremiah.
Actually, let's begin at the 8th verse, because I want you to be sure to get it. The 11th verse is where I had wrote down here to read, but let's begin at the 8th verse.
Mane alukalingi fatimana ya 8, kakuliki, nibatakuli mwiku kutulezo na luli. Timana ya 11, kona foni ngozi fafasi kulibwale. Kono alukalingi fatimana ya 8.
Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts. I just like that. And I can hear a prophet stand up with, thus saith the Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Brother, that's it. To me, that settles it. That's all of it.
Kawaka leo mulena walimpi na latafila seo. Hani utuamu polofita ayema nisali kisona savule la mulena. Mulimu, muzwale zeo kizona. Kuna au kona mafelelezo. Zeo kona kaufelazona.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord.
Saabule amule na walimpi, kakuli amusika utwa manzu yaka, amubone nikalumela, ninge mishobo kaufela ya kwa mutulo. Kubule amule na.
And Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them again against this land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all the nations around about, and I will utterly destroy them.
Niena Nebuchadnezzar emule na wababilona, mutangaka, minika watisa hape kutoluanisa na haye. Nibaba ya hile mwatengi, minika aluanisa, nimachaba kaufela amomatuko, nibayu ndiseleze.
Remember, them were God's elected that he's talking about. That wasn't infidels. That were church members.
Mupule vani neliwa ketwa vamulimu vawa sulikuwa mbola zabona. Vani nesibazu wa ule kuzavula peli. Vani neliwa siemba sakereke.
Yeah.
Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirror, the voice of gladness, just like we have today, all rock and roll, Ricky and Elvis.
Kwanda zeo nika kuzisa kubona, lila talatabo nilamikiti ingefila molubezika chenu kaufila kiza rock and roll. Ricky ni Elvis?
No. The voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bird, of the bride rather, the sound of the millstone, the light of the candle, and this whole land shall be desolate.
Mihoho, linzula munyali, linyuani kamba, munyali wa nitaruse, nimulumo wali chwe la kuvelela, niliseli lalumonyi lomalambi. Mimana aka ufela akaezo matota.
Amen.
Hear that prophet cry out? This whole land shall be desolate.
Mutu mprofita yo hau wakuli. Mana aka ufela akaezo wa matota.
I'm not to impersonate this great servant of God. But I prophesy that this whole nation shall become desolate.
Mi isikuli kanyisa mutanga yo mutuna wa mulimu yo. Kononi profiti akuli na ye kaufela ikaezi wa matota.
God shall punish this nation for her sins. If God would not let Israel, his elected Abraham's seed who he made the covenant and promise with, if he would not let them get by with wrongdoings.
Mulimu kanata na haye kalibizayona. Aiba mulimu nasika tuwe la Israele yena muketu wa haye. Peo ya Abrahama, bana ita mirebulika ninise piso kabona, haba nasika watuwele laguzo la pili mwabu masu wabona.
Though they were religious to the core, had the great churches, the priests and the rabbis, but because of the immorals and things among them, and God made them reap what they sowed, so shall we get.
Ni hane bali babula peli mwa butungi ne bana nilikelekeze tuna ne ba pulisita ne ba luti kono kakuli kaba kala butanya nilikaze ngwe mwala bona ne mulimu abona kuli ba kutula sine ba chezi kachwalo kimoluka kutulela niluna.
Eleventh verse, this whole land shall become desolate and astonishment.
Fatima 9:11. Manaha akau fela akaezi wa matota ninto yekomokwa.
That is, everybody just looks at there they are. They were so great, look at them now.
Foki kuli mangi ni mangi, utali mafela nikubula kuli, kivaa ni chwale. Nebali baba tunahulu, amuba wene chwale.
And these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years.
Nima chaba ao akasebeleza mulena wa Babilona miaha ye 70.
That's a lifetime. That's when your blessed old mother was a baby.
Yeo kinako ya bupilo. Foko na bo maho bamachembere hane basalifira mbututu.
They were in there without a God, without a church, without a song, without anything. For a complete generation. So all that sinning generation died out.
Nebali kwa ni kusina mulimu, kusina keleke, kusina pina, kusina sika kao fela, kalusika kao fela lolutezi, kufitela lusika lwasibi kao fela, halusha waku yunda.
And it shall come to pass when 70 years are accomplished that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it a perpetual desolation.
Kono kukaba kuli miahaye 70 isafela fela nikanata mulena wa Babilona nisichaba sahaye kubulela mulena kabu maso wabona ninate nina haya makalade nife tuleli halaupa kuyakwile.
And I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book which Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nation.
Mina hayo nikaitaiseza sesi bulezwi mwamanzwi aka kamukana ona manzwi kaufela angozi mwabuka ye apolo fitule kijeremia fali mwasia bakaufela.
For many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also, and I will recompense according to their deeds and according to their words of their own hands.
Kakuli nibona bona bakabeiwa kwata sa machaba amata ni male na matuna minika bafamu puzo kaku yakami kwa yabona ni kamanzu yabona kamisebezi yamazo wabona.
For thus saith the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of the fury of my hand and cause all the nations to whom I will send thee to drink of it.
Kakuli sabule amule na mulimu wa Israeli kuna kise. Ngasi nwiso se save ine yabuhali waka mwalizo olaka. Unwise macha baka ufila. Ani kulumela kuona mibaka anua.
In other words, Jeremiah, I give you this message. Don't sit still. Don't stay in one place, but prophesy to all the nations.
Hallelujah.
Kama nzuwa mangu, Jeremiah, ni kufilali ngusale. Usike wa ina ukuzize. Usika waina mwasiba kasilisi ngwi, kono polofita kwa mana haka ufela.
Do you follow it?
Kikuli mwala telela.
Prophesy to all the nations, show my signs and wonders, and let them know that I'm coming to do this.
Polofita kwa linaha, bwonisali supo zaka nize komokisa, mibaziwe kuli nitaha kutoweza cholo.
And they shall drink, and be moved, and be mad, because of the word that I will send among them.
Mibaka anwa, batanta like, mibapulumuke, kawakalalinzwi, lilumo, leni kawalumela.
What do they do in this very day? They call you a false prophet, call you a compromiser, call you a fanatic, a soothsayer, or a dreamer of dreams, or some kind of a mental telepathist.
Kisika maniseba eza mwaliza zilo nale, vakubiza kuli kuli mu profita wa buhata, vakubiza kuli kuli mu keshebisi, vakubiza kuli kuli mu fitelezi wa tumelo, mulauli kamba muloli walitolo, kamba mufuta omungwi wa mutu ya akale za litaba.
They will be mad, and the word mad, if you'll break it down, means crazy.
Vaka pulumuka. Mili nzula kuli kupulumuka, hawa mkali tatulula hande, litarusa kutakana.
Emma.
They'll actually go crazy and say, oh, pay no attention to that holy roller.
Yeah.
That nonsense. Because of the word that I will send among them.
Vona mane waka takana, nikupula kuli, Musike mwa mwisi za ngana mpikulu yake nile yani, vukuwa vwani, kawa kalali nzwi, leni kawa lumela.
You see the history repeating itself?
Mwavona za kale hali kutela hape?
Yeah.
Jeremiah wouldn't agree with their Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodians, whatever they might be. He just put the word out.
Yeah.
And it made them all mad at him.
Jeremia na Salumelani ni Bafarisi babona, Basaduki, Baheroda, kao filasine balisona, yena na tatuluzi fela linzukihona, milaba lianganisa kao fela, bamu nyemela.
What? Now notice, and then I took the cup at the Lord's hand, and made all the nations to drink it.
Sikamangi, chwele mule muhe, michwale na angasi nuiso mwalizo la mulena, na anusa machaba kao fela.
Jeremiah didn't stay home. Jeremiah didn't just stay in one little spot, but he made all the nations drink it unto whom the Lord had sent me.
Jeremiah naskai tulela kwandu. Jeremiah naskai nafira mwasiba kasilisi mnyana cholo. Kono ako lusamana kaufela kunwa. Kaufela ani lumiremule na kuona.
Jeremiah took the word of the Lord, the wine of his word. And the wine is the power of his word. Wine has a power. Wine is an intoxication. Wine has got power behind it.
Jeremiah anga linzula mulena. Veine alinzula hae. Mi veine kimata alinzula hae. Veine inanimata. Veine akola. Veine inanimata mwamula wayona.
And I took the Lord's word, said Jeremiah.
Amen.
Made it manifest.
Mini ingire linzula mulena. Kubulaya Jeremiah. Mi alibona alisa.
The wine, the power that's in it. I exercised before them, and they would not hear it. God said, then I'll send them for 70 years into Babylon.
Veine mata ali kuyona, niabonalize fapila wona. Miabaskali utwa, mulimunaze chole nikawa luma mwa Babylona, kame aya 70.
That's just what he did. The righteous and unrighteous went alike. Now, back to the lesson. Daniel had been reading. Yes, think. Daniel read the same words that we are reading this morning.
Kona fela sana izona cholo. Baba lukile newasika luka vaya hamoho. Chole lukutile kwa tuto. Daniel na asweli kubala. Muna anefela. Daniel na aba lemanzwi aswana. Olusweli kubala kakusisa na chwana.
Daniel read the same Bible, the same punctuation, the same sentences, the same thing that I'm, by the help of God, will read you in the next few messages.
Amen.
The same thing to show you that we are at the end time.
Daniel na aba lebibele yeswana, manzwi alifelwa zeswana, mibamba yeswana, likaze yeswana zenyeza, katuswa mulimu, zeni kami vale la mwama ngusanya na atatama. Ntoye swana, kumibuoni sakuli, lukwana kwa ya maungulo.
And Daniel, taking the word from Jeremiah, goes down into Babylon. And he was the anointed prophet.
Mi Daniel kakungalizwi ku Jeremiah. Aya kwa Babylona. Mi na alimu polofita yato zizwe.
And he performed miracles. Signs. Could interpret unknown tongues. And done signs and wonders among them. Just standing alone by himself.
Amen.
Amen. Stood alone.
Mi aiza li makazo, li supo, natolo kamali mi. Asa zivahali. Nikweza li supo, nze komokisa mwala bona ibo na emi anosi kaina anosi amen ayema anosi.
But Jeremiah had wrote these words many years before, and Daniel interpreted the words.
Kono Jeremiah na ngozi mazwi amia hayemi ngata ngata kwa mulaho mi Daniele atolokali nzwi.
God said, now wait a minute, we're coming near the end time. For I've already been down here 68 years.
Aba, alichwale mulibele famuzuzu, luta kwa maungulwa nako. Kakulise ni vile kwanu kami haye 68.
And the prophet of the Lord, amen.
Hallelujah.
My brethren, the true prophet of God that proved himself a prophet, prophesy to us.
Mimu profita wa mulena, amen. Mzwale waka. Muprofita wa niti wa mulimu. Yana ipona alize kwa muprofita. Nalu profitezi.
I've got it wrote here in a book that said 70 years will be accomplished. Oh Lord God, we're nearing the end.
Ninanizo nalingozu mwabuka mo. Lize mihaye 70 ikayo fila. Oh mule na mulimu. Lusu telezi kwa maungulo.
All that generation has died out. What will you do now, Lord? You promised to send us any. Set yourself in order to pray.
Masika a nika ufela sa shule. Ukaeza sikama nchwale mulena. Usepisize kululumela mi aina ande katoko melo kulapela.
Oh God, if there ever was a time that we ought to be setting ourselves in order to pray, it's now.
Oh mulimu, haiba kukile kwa banako, yeruna nikuina hande kaswanelo nikulapela. Kichwale.
Amen. For we as his true servants,
hallelujah,
we see by the letters of the apostles, by the warnings of the Holy Spirit, that we're in the last day.
Kakuliluna, kakubaba tanga bahaye baniti, luavona, kama ngolo amu apostola. Kalite musozamu ya oke nile, kuli, lumaliza zila mafelelezo.
The Holy Spirit speaks it in the last days. Man will be headed high-minded. Lovers of pleasure more than of God, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, and despisers of those that are good. I understand by letter.
Moya oke nile wabulela kuli, mwama zazi amaferelezo, vatu ikaba, baba itumbaita. Baba ikumusa, baba latea ulumi nyaka kufitia mulimu, baba sinali lato latea ho, baba seba vatu kabu hata, baba sinabu iswalo, baba tuwea vatu wande. Now twisisa, kalingolo.
And I understand that there will come scoffers in the last days. I understand that there will be nation against nation in the last days.
Mini utwisisa kuli kukata haba somi. Mwaliza zila mafelelezo. Ni utwisisa kuli na haikalwa nisa na hayengwi. Kaliza zila mafelelezo.
I understand that there will be tidal waves in the last days.
Ni utwisisa kuli kukaba mandinda. Kubayula mwama wate. Mwaliza zila mafelelezo.
I understand that there will be fearful sights like flying saucers in the heavens, mysterious sights. And man's hearts will be failing for fear. There will be a perplexity of time and a distress amongst the people.
Ni utwisisa kuli kukaba ze sabisa ingeze fufa mwambimbiru. Likaze komokisa nilipiru za vatu likambe muka kasabu. Ikaba na kuyangalelwa ninyewa nyewa kwa sichaba.
I read that they'll all go into organizations and denominations and have a confederation in the last day.
Nivalile kulikau fela baka kena mwatu tengo nilikopano. Nivaka aswalisa na kaliza zila mafelelezo.
I understand that the women will bob off their hair in the last day. I understand they'll wear short clothes and walk with high heel shoes tinkling as they go in the last day.
Ni utwisa kuli basali baka veula milili ya wona kaliza zila mafelelezo. Ni utwisa kuli baka parali ya paloze kuswani. Ni kuzama ya nima katulo ama situ wa matelele. Ni kuliza tulangu hawa nziba zama kaliza zila mafelelezo.
I understand that morale will be very low in the last day.
Ni utwisa kuli bui swalo buka kusufala hulu kaliza zila mafelelezo.
I understand that the preachers will be false shepherds in the last days that will compromise and will not feed the people the word of God, but will go after creeds and things instead.
ni utusa kuli vakutazi vakaa babali sana babu hata kaliza zila mafelelezo. Baba kash keshebisa. Miawa wana kufepa sichaba. Li nzula mulimu. Kono bakaya kali tuto za litumelo. Nilita wazengu ifela.
But I understand there will be a voice coming the last days. Crying out of the wilderness.
Hallelujah.
Calling the people back to the original message. Back to the things of God.
Kono ni utusa kuli. Kukawa linzwi lelika ataha mwaliza zila mafelelezo. Lelita huweleza mwali hala upa. Lelika vizasi chaba kukutela kwa lingusa la makalelo. Kukutela kwa litaba za mulimu.
I understand by the book. Those things will take place.
Ni utwisi saa kavuka. Kuli litaba zeo. Litae za hala.
I understand that in the last days there will come a famine. The churches will be so organized and so set and everything that in the last days there will come a famine. And it will not be for bread and water only. But for hearing the true word of God.
Amen.
Ni utwisa kuli mwamazazi amafelelezo kukati alukupwe. Likeleke likaswa lisana hulu. Ni kuina hande ni kakaufela. Kuli mwamazazi amafelelezo kukati alukupwe. Mia inakubatala yabu hobe ni mezi fela. Kono ikawa elinzula mulimula niti.
And people will go from the east, from the west, from the north and the south. Seeking to hear the true word of God.
Misi chabasika zama ya kuzwa upa. Kuya kwa wiko, kuzwa mutulo ni kwa mboela. Baba bataku utuwa linzula mulimu. La niti.
But the churches will be so organized and tightened up that they'll fail to hear. I understand that by book.
Kono hai lilikeleke, likaswa lisana ni kutia mahana. Kuli likapalewa kuli utwa. Ni utwisi sa zeo, kalivuka.
But in that day, oh God. There will be a branch rise up from David.
Kono kaliza zileo, ho mulimu, kukaba mutai, oka zuha, wa Davida.
Hallelujah.
I understand that he'll send Elijah before that day comes at the end time and he'll have a message that'll turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. Turn them back to the original. Go back again to the end and start.
Ni utwisa kuli ukalu ma Elia alizazila ni liskafti akali. Kwa na kuya maungulo. Ni ukawa nilingusa. Lelika fetu alipiruzaba na kukutela kwa mashami. Kukaa kutiseza kuzama kalelo. Kukutela hape kwa mafelelezo. Ni kukala.
I understand that that'll take place just before the Spirit leaves the Gentile church to return to the Jews.
Ni utwisi sakuli litae za halamoya usikazwa kali. Mwakelekea wa machaba kukutela kwa majuda.
Yes, amen.
And I don't understand by only by letter. I do by the word, by the written word. That Israel will return to her homeland.
Hallelujah.
And I see her going in.
Amen.
Mia ni utwisisi kali ngolofela, ni utwisisa kali nzwi. Kali nzwi leli ngozwi, kuli Israele uka kutila mamu buwahabo. Mina mubwona, inza ya cholo.
I understand by letters of the prophets that Israel will become a nation. They'll reestablish the temple worship.
Ni utwisisa kama ngolo abaporofita, kuli Israele uka wanaha. Batayo kalisasi nchamila pelo, mwatempele.
God will go to dealing with her again when she comes to her homeland.
Mulimu kasebelisa ananibona hape nako, yeba kutila mamu buwabona.
Oh, two prophets will rise in the last days with them. I understand that.
Oh, wapolofita wabeli wakata mama zazi ya maungulo nibona. Now, twisi sachwalo.
Just as the Gentile church moves out, two prophets will arrive. Elisha and Moses to Israel. We'll get it as we go through.
Ingefela keleke ya mama chaba moi shimbulukela. Baporofita wabeli bakata ha Elisha ni mushe. Kwa Israele, lukafita kuzona halunzeluya.
Prophet, seen the time was nearly fulfilled down there in Babylon. All right.
Muporofita na wonina kukuli, ne iya ikwa na kwani, kwa Babilona. Kulukile.
The Gabriel appears to reveal not only what he was asking about, but to tell him all the way down what was determined for the Jewish race all the way to the consummation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gabriele abonahala kuli apatulule isinyifela zina ambula kono kumubulelela kushetu muka chwalo zine tomezu kweza halela kwa lusika lwasi Juda. Nzila kaa ufela kuyo punya kwa mafelezo. Amen.
You asked a little bit and got the whole thing. You asked just to know.
Abuza hanyani, miya angati abayate ni kaa ufela. Na kupilefela kuziba.
Daniel was trying to find out how much longer, Lord, will it be now?
Daniel nalika kubatisa zeo, kina kwe kuma kaimule na, kana ikaba chwale.
Jeremiah the prophet, your servant, my brother, has prophesied 68 years ago and said there's 70 years that this people will stay in here. All the old generations practically gone now.
Jeremiah mprofita mutanga hao, muzwale waka uprofitiremia haye 68 kwa mulaho, nikubula kuli, kuna nimi haye 70, yivata inabatu wa kulomo. Lusika lwa kale kau fila, silufirile kuyunda chwale.
There's an old Pentecostal generation raised up 40 years ago, old fighters is called.
Kuna nilusika lwa kale lwa Pentecota, lone lutile. Miaye mashumi amane kwa mulao. Vahali wa kale, mune wavizezwa.
They organized and beaten, fussed all down through Mount Harbin, Nebo, all through there. But finally we're at the river now. He's going to raise up a new one. With a Joshua to take him over.
Bai konga konga ni kunata ni kuo mana kuta chwalo kwa lilundu la Horebe ni Nebo. Kulokuwa ni kaufela, kono kakufeleleza lukwanu kachwale. Ukazu sayo muncha hape ni Joshua, yaka basilisa.
The law failed. Moses went with it. Moses failed. Joshua tucked them over.
Mulaono palezwi. Mushe aya nizona, mushe na palezwi. Joshua abasilisa.
We find out that the organizations has failed. But the Spirit of God, Joshua, the word Joshua means Jesus, our Savior.
Lufumana kuli likopano lipalezwi. Kono moya omulimu, Joshua, linzuleli Joshua litalusa, Jesu mupulusi waluna.
That the Holy Spirit will come into the church, not an organization. But the Holy Spirit will get among the people and make her ready to go up across Jordan.
Hallelujah.
Kuli moya okenile, ukaa kena mwakeleke. Isi nkopano, kono haili moya oke nile ukaa kena masichaba, ni kusilukisa, kusilela mwabuse wa Jordan.
I understand by the reading of the book, that's what's to take place, and God knows that's what I'm seeking now, that I might comfort his people and tell them what's at hand.
Ni utwisisa kakubalabuka kuli zeo kona zelu kera kungasibaka. Mimuli muziba kuli ona zeo kona zeni batachwale. Kuli nikone kwa omba omba sichaba sahaye,
both here this morning and out through the lands that these tapes will go worldwide, that we're at the end time.
Liva kazepe lika kusisa na chua na mo, ni kwa ndemo halalina kuku ya matepua, lifasi kamukana, kuli lukwana ko ya maungulo.
He revealed all the way until the kingdom was completely restored and the millennium set in. That was Gabriel's message.
Alipaturu lakamukana mane mubuso, ukuti sizo handende ni mileniamu ya kalisa. Leo nelili musa la Gabriele.
He said, I've come to tell you that there is 70 of years, 70 of weeks yet, determined upon thy people. Determined to the end of the Jewish generation. There's 70 of weeks.
Mina ize nitilo kubulele lakuli, kuna nimi haema shumi asupile, lisunda ze supile, hape zeto mezusi chaba. Zeto mezu kufita kwa mafelelezo alusika lwasi Juda. Kuna nilisunda ze mashumi asupile.
I watch what he said. That now, from the going forth to restore, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy city.
Chwale mtali mesana bulezi. Zani chwale kuzwa kanako yaku yakwa. Kusasi yezili sunda ze 70. Zasicha wasahenu ni kwa munzi.
Thy city. Babylon was his city. Who was his city? Jerusalem.
Munzi, Babylona, nesi munzi wahae. Yana, munzi wahae, nolikai, Jerusalem.
Now when we get to the seven or the sixfold confirmation, we'll find what that city is. Bring it down and prove who it was, who founded it, where it come from.
Chwale halufita kuya, kuyabu sebene, kamba tisezo yalita yaluza silezi, luka wafumana munzi wani. Nikulishetu muna kubona yoo na aliena. Yana ukalisize Kono uzwelezi.
How long will it stand? Will it be rebuilt again? In what time? All great things are in store for us. All right.
Ukaye mana kwe kumakai. Kikuli ukaya iwa sincha hape. Kimwana komangi. Oh, likaze tuna. Liburukezuluna. Kulukile.
7 year weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy city to finish the transgression.
Kusasi ezili sundaze 70 za sichaba sahenu ni kwa munzi. Kulikufeli so umaswe.
I never said Daniel. No doubt but what he told him that the 70 weeks was, 70 years is about finished. 68 is like 2 years.
Chole nasika bule akuli, Daniele, akuna kukakanya kono, na amu bulezi kuli, lisunda ze 70 neli, nitarusa, miaye 70, yene libu kaofi ni kufela, 68, nese kusiezi fela miaye mibeli.
And we find out that Jeremiah's prophecy hit just exactly right. 2 years later they went out.
Milufu manakuli bupolofita wa Jeremiah, nebu nongile handende, miaye mibeli ka samulao, bato lukuluha.
Nehemiah went and got an order from the king and built the wall. In troublesome time. It worked.
Nehemia aya, mia angatu melelo kumulena. Nikuia halu kwana kuyangalelwa. Zabereka.
He said the wall, listen to this. Finish the transgression. To make an end of sin. To make an end of sin. Who? To the Jews.
Kihali lukwakwa mutieleze kuse. Sibi sitakulwe. Vumaswe, vufeliswe. Kufelisa sibi. Kumangi. Kwa majuda.
Determined upon thy people, not upon the Gentiles, upon thy people, the Jews.
Lisato mzis chaba sahenu. Isingi faali muaba machaba. Faali muas chaba sahae ilima juda.
And thy city, not New York, not Boston, Philadelphia, Chicago, Los Angeles, Rome, but upon thy city, Jerusalem.
Nimunzi wahenu. Isingi New York. Isingi Boston. Philadelphia, Chicago, Los Angeles, Rome, kono fali mwamuzi wahenu, Jerusalem.
And to finish the transgression, make an end of sin, make reconciliations for iniquity, and to bring in the everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy.
Nikuli sivisi takulwe, kufelisa bumaswe, kufelisa kukutisana kwa bumaswe, kutaiswe kuluka kukukaina kamita, kutiswe pono ni buprofita ni kutozwe sisa sisi kenila hulu.
Watch. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to rebuild Jerusalem, which was his city, unto Messiah the Prince shall be 70 of the 70 weeks.
Mutoko mele, uzivete aba miwiu tiseze, kutuha kwa telo yevu lela kuli Jerusalem ukazuswa uyahiwe, ono limunzi wahabo, kumesia murena ikawa 7, ze 70, lisunda.
Wait till we get into that. Oh my God. That's a blessing of that. I'm going to get me a rope and tie myself to the place.
Mulibele kufitila lukafitia kuzeo. Oh mawe, yeo kimbu yoti. Yeni, nikangamu hala, nikuitamele la ilina, fasi bakafa.
Rebuild it all the way down. Said, I'm not only going to tell you now that them 2 years is just about, it will be a finish, accomplished.
Lipa tuluzi kushetumuka chwalo chwalo ili, anina kumibulele la zona chwale, kana kwe kuli onalili mozepe lizani, nilili faka ufi, likawa felele la kukwana handende.
And we all know that they exactly stayed there 70 years and went out, just exactly what the prophet said.
Miluna kaufila uliziba kuli, nebayolo pila mwani miaye 70, mi. Mivalukuluwa onachwalo fila muprofita mwana bulelezi.
And Isaiah, Daniel believed that prophet, so here he was ready.
Misaya kamba nitarusa, Daniele na alumela muprofita yani, kacholo nali ya itukisize.
All right. And now when Gabriel comes, he said, I've come to show you it all the way, to reveal to you these things, that all the way to the consummation. See?
Kulukile, mikia, michwale, chole Gabriele kiali, nitilo kuponi sanzila, kuto patula kuwe na litabaze, kulikukalela kwa kufeleleza, mwabona?
Look, the abomination, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation. Consummation is the end of all things.
Amen.
Mutalime, ukafe tula matota, kuisa kwa mafelelezo, mafelelezo kikufela kwa likakaufela.
I'm going to show you what will happen. Now listen, get it.
Nika, nibonisa sisikaizala chole amuteleze amuli utwe.
I, Daniel, I have been set your beloved in heaven, and I heard your prayers, and I have come down now to tell you what's determined for the Jews and Jerusalem from right now until the end of the consummation. The whole thing.
Na Daniel ni lumilwe, ulatilwe mwali halimu, mini utulelita peloza hao, mikiani tile chwale kutokupulela zeto mezuma Juda ni Jerusalema. Kuzwa chwale kuisa kwa mfelelezo, kitaba kau felaka kutala.
Now do you understand, Claire? If we can find out what these 70 weeks are, we know when the consummation is.
Chole kana mwa otwisa sitopa, aba lukona kule mwali sunda ze 70 ze moli inezi, Luizi wama felelezo sewa alisona.
Eba.
Oh my, God help us to know.
Oh mawi, mulimu lutuse kuli. Lulizibe.
Praise
the Lord. It tells us exactly somewhere in these pages. Exactly from that time till this time until the consummation, and it won't miss it 1 minute.
Amen. Hilubulela handende, mwama kepea, handende kuzwa kana koya anikuto fita, kana koye, kuisa kwa mafelelezo, miyali nakumbuinja muzuzuli mungwi.
How God's great word, when God made the earth and set it in orbit, and I was preaching the other night, Sunday night, how that there's nothing fails.
Kamoli nzula mulimu livezi butuna, fani mulimu habu palifasi ni kulivea mwanzi la azona. Minisweli kukutaza busiu bobumwi, lasunda busiu kulimane, hakuna zepala.
While this world turns so perfect till they can tell you exactly when the sun and moon will pass in 20 years to the day to the exact minute.
King ilifasi ile lipikulu hande kufitila, wakona kumivulela hande ndelizazi ni kweli folikafita. Mwami ae mashumi amabe likuzwa kachenu, kuyopunya famuzuzu oswanela.
I can't tell you, but any time peace we got in the world, it'll lose 2 or 3 minutes a month, or gain 2 or 3 minutes, the best we got.
Aniko niku mivulelela, kana koe fiesu anela, yelu tiroke na malifasi. Likala tesa mizuzu emilalu mwakweli, kamba kufumana mizuzu emibeli kamba emilalu, zende zelu nani.
We can't make nothing that perfect. Because there's only one thing perfect.
Amen.
That's God.
Amen.
Aluko nukukondisa sika kakupeta ala kukucholo. Kacholo, kuna nifela nto ilimu ya pete ile. Yao kimulimu.
And God in his word is the same. So God's word is perfect.
Mimulimu ni linzula hae kintu eswana. Kona kuli linzula mulimu lipete ile.
And if we can find these days, we will find exactly when the consummation will be. Do you get it?
Mihae walu kona kulemua mama zazia. Luka fumana hande fo mafelelezo faka atahela. Kana mwautu anji.
Amen.
It's determined to the consummation.
Kuto mirwekale kwa mafelelezo.
The 24th verse, thy people and thy holy city, which is Jerusalem. Got 24th verse here. Jesus referred to this in Matthew 24.
Timana 24, sichaba sahenu ni munzi wahenu okenile. Iliyo na Jerusalema, lufite kuya 21, timana ya 24, fa, Jesu na aswanisize kuyona, mwa Mateo 24.
Now, Brother Collins, if he's here this morning, I don't know whether he is or not, in the questions of the night, he asked a question. I guess it's all right for me to say, Brother Collins, about the abomination that maketh desolation. See, what it meant.
Chwale, Muzwale Collins. Haiba ute ni moka kusasa na chwana anizibi haiba ute ni kamba hayo. Mwali puzo vusiu bobu mwi na abuzize puzo. Nisepa kulu kile kuli ni ibu lele Muzwale Collins. Kaza maswa visa ati saku shandaula. Mwabona kubona sister uswa.
Jesus spoke of it in Matthew the 24th chapter. And we find out, yeah, Matthew 24:15.
Jesu na vulezi kazona mwa Mateo kauhanyo 24. Milo alivona zeo. Ehe, Mateo 24:15.
Now let me just get that right quick so you can see what Jesus speaking of the same thing here, referring back to Daniel.
Chwala rubonengi nifite kuyo na kapili, kulimuboneti abate ngi Jesu na abulezite abayesu wanafa, kakuswa nisisa ku Daniele.
Matthew 24:15 to you that's taken out. I want you each one now, especially tonight and next Sunday, bring them pencils and papers because we're, unless you got a tape,
Matthew 24:15
kumi na baba sule kungola ni bata kulimina mangi ni mangi chwale sihulu busi uchwana ni nisundeta mutiseli poto lotozamina ni mapampili kakululusweli konja ya baruna ni tepu 24 niti mana ya 15
And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet.
Ni chwale kabaka leo mi amuka wanabu maswe bobu shandaula bobu bulezwi kimu polofita Daniele.
I think this is 486 years beforehand. 486 years beforehand.
Munane ye kimiaha mianda yemine ni 86 kwa mulao ko. Miaha ye mianda yemine ni 86 kwa mulao ko.
Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. Now look, in your Bible, it's in parentheses. Whoso readeth, let him understand.
Daniele muprofita inze buyemi mwasiva kasisike nile. Chwale amutalime, mwabibele amina, imuatu kutwana. Kaufila ya bala, ale muhe.
Now he's talking to the Jews. They want to know what about this temple.
Chwale usulikuwa mbola kwa majuda, baba bataku ziba kuchwani, katempele ye.
When will it be destroyed? When will it be rebuilt? When will there come a time it won't be one stone upon another? How long will it last?
Ika sinyiwa lili. Ika ya hiwa lili sincha. Kilili foku kata elanako. Foku sike kwa wali chwe fali mwa lili ngui. Lika inana kwe kumakai.
He said when you see the abomination that make a desolation standing when Daniel stood in the holy place.
Kihali amu kabu na umaswe bubu shandaula inge buyemi. Daniele buyemi mwasibaka sisike nile.
That when you see this come to pass, now let him that read understand what he's talking about.
Ali amukabona zeo linga sibaka. Chwale yabala au tusise sasu likubulela.
That's the reason we're praying to God to make that so perfect that there'll be not one shadow of doubt.
Kona libaka lelu lapele la kumulimu. Kuli zeo livefela kakupete hala. Kuli kutokwe muluti wakukakanya.
Because we're not supposed to put our own interpretation to those things. It's got to come to thus saith the Lord. So I'm leaving it right there until I understand.
Kakuli aluru kelikuwe ya fate ngito loko ya luna, falita bazeo. Ina nikuta kufitela kuzakuli. Kisona sabule ya mulena. Kacholo nilisiela unafo kufitela hanikali utusisa.
Reveal all things to him, that abomination.
Na patuluzili kakao fila kuyena, kulikima swabisa.
And remember, it has a compound meaning, just like call my son out of Egypt, as Israel was called out, so was Jesus' son called out.
Mimu upule lina nilita lusozepeli, inge ferakuli, nibiza mwana ake, kuzoma ege pita. Sina Israele mwana abizelizwe, niena Jesu kimwana inezi, mwana haye kuzoma teni.
And that will be just exactly take place as certain as I'm standing here. And he did it in a way, and he's made it all hid, all hid from the church.
Miona zeo kona zeka angasibaka. Kaniti felasna, hani ye mifa. Mi alieza kanzila ye mwi. Mi uliezize kakubaze patilwe kau fela lipatezwi kwa keleke.
So when we get down into that, into those sixfold understanding, how he's got all this hid from the church, so if the church be watching it every minute, didn't know when he was coming. But now, the church age is about over. So it's just ready now for the coming. Just getting ready.
Oh, aluka shetumuka kuzeo. Mwaku tuisiseo yali kaluloze silezi za tumo. Kamo alipatezi kaufela kwa keleke. Ilikuli keleke chwale. Ikawe italima kamu zuzu kaufela. Nasa zivina kwa yataha. Kono chwale lusikalo wa keleke selu ya lufela. Kachwale luitukisize chwale kutaha. Kiku itukisa fela.
This is the one most important scriptures in the book. What does it do? It tells the closing of the Jewish nation, the Jewish people.
Le kileli ngila mangolo abuto kwa hulu mabuka. Siyezasi kamangi, sivulela kukwala kwa anna hayasi juda, si chaba sama juda.
The scripture, the 70th week, it discloses and tells exactly from the time that Daniel started there until the end of the consummation.
Lingolo le lisunda za 70 lipatulula nikubulela handende kuzwa kanako yana akalile Daniele kwani kuisa kwa mafelelezo amaungulo.
It's one of the greatest timepieces. How many heard me say, if you want to know what day of the week it is, look at the calendar. If you want to know what time we're living in, watch the Jews. Right?
Kilimu yalina kwa zetuna. Kibabaka ibaba ni utule hanili. Haiba mubati ya kuzibali za zila mwa sunda. Kikutali mafaka lenda. Haiba mubati ya kuzibali nako yelu pila kuyona. Mutali mema juda. Yeo kiniti.
There's God's calendar taken from right here. Any theologian, any Bible scholar, anyone will tell you that this is the timepiece. The Jews.
Yani kona kalenda ya mulimu. Ye ingilwe kuzawona mo. Mwituti kaufela wazavula peli. Mwituti wabibele kaufela. Ufika mba ufi. Ukami vulela kuli ye kona uachi. Vona majuda.
Now what time we got? We're just people hot. Oh, it has nothing to do with the Gentiles. These seven seals, seven plagues, seven woes, seven trumpets has not one thing to do with the Gentile church will be in glory at that time.
Chwale, luna nina kwe kumakai? Luna fila lusichaba luachisa. O ni asina za kweza ni mamachaba. Ona maswa yu asupa ha. Likoto ze supa, linchwa ze supa, litolombita ze supa. Halina neba nto ilingu ya kweza. Kileki ya mamachaba ikaba mwakanya kana kweani.
Don't have nothing to do with us. The Gentile church. It only deals with Israel, Daniel, thy people, and Jerusalem.
Haina za kweza ni luna, luna kileki ya mamachaba, litalima na fela ni Israele. Daniele, sichawasahenu, ni Jerusalema.
Now, and discloses the fact that God deals only with the Jews when they are in their homeland.
Amen.
Hallelujah, that's where I think it hits the core right there.
Chwale ni kupaturu la buniti kuli mulimu, utali manafela ni majuda, hawa limuamu wabona. Hallelujah. Foko na foni na ana, sinina atile fokus wanela, onafani luli.
They're always trying to allow from the time that Israel was there at Daniel's time.
Baso likulika kana kwa kaufela kulumeleza, kuzwa kana kwa yaani Israele hana alikuani, kana kwa ya Daniele.
And one great writer, because I know some of his followers are sitting here, I won't say it, but that's the reason they had all this false stuff.
Mimu ngoli alimu nguyo mutuna, kakuli niziba baba ngwi, babala teleli bahai batengimu. Aninakulivulela, kono kona zene babezi nilitaba zabu hataze.
Did you know how the Millerites, before they came Seventh-day Adventists, what they did up here in 1919, got their wings, you all seen the courier paper, and got up here to fly away that morning?
Kana mwaziwa wa Millerites, basikata kale ba Seventh-day Adventist, sene baize kwani, kana 1919, baba ni mafufa abona, kaa ufira mulivoni mwamutende wa wakuria, mibata kwanu wafufa kuikela, kakusasa na wani.
That was taken Daniel 70 weeks. Millerites.
Kwani nilikungali sunda ze 70, za Daniele, Millerite.
Then later on, by Miss Ellen White, which was their prophetess, turn around and call themselves Seventh-day Adventists, and now they change their name to the Voice of Prophecy. See? Three different names for the same cult.
Mika Samula Ochole Musalabo, Ellen White, yana alimu profita, wabona wa musali. Vaafe tuha, miwai pizakuli kiba Seventh-day Adventist. Michwale bachi nchizeli vizo labona, kubakuli the Voice of Prophecy, mwabona? Mavizo wa mala alu ashutana, avula peli wabuswana.
Now, but they were wrong! Because they were trying to apply those 70 weeks to both Jew and Gentile, and he says here, it's for thy people.
Chole konone bafosa, kakuli nebali kakubi hali sunda ze 70 zani, kwa majuda mo cholo, ni wamachaba, ni wabule lafa, kizasichaba sahenu.
Amen.
And God never did deal with the Jew out of Palestine.
Mimuli muasebeli sanangi ni majuda, kwa ndia Palestine.
And when the Messiah at the 70 and 2 weeks was cut off, not for himself, for us, was cut off, Israel was scattered and has not never come back to their homeland unless the last few years.
Michole Messiah kuze 70 nilisunda zepeli, avulaiwa. Kusina yamu yemela, kaluna, avulaiwa. Israel ahasana miaskabe kwali kubwa akute kwana yahabo, konji filami ayeli kani, nyana eftile.
So time wasn't counted in there for the church age. You get it?
Amen.
Kacholo nakone saba liu malusika wa kereke. Kana mautu anji?
We would be 19 and 19. I can show something happened in 19 and 19. Well, that's when that angel, third angel's message struck and the war went forth. Exactly.
Nesiki ya waka 19-19. Na kona kuponisa azeneza lika 19-19. Kono fani kona fuali ngelo ilani. Lingusala lingelo ilabulalu. Halitona tanchwa yene tile. Kiniti.
But it wasn't that. That was when the war stopped in a mysterious way. We get that in the 7th chapter when we get to it. When we get to the 7th chapter.
Kono nesiza fani kona ndo afone ifelezi kanzila yesa zibahali. Lufumana zeo mwaka wanyo wa 7. Haluta afita kuyona. Haluta afita mwaka wanyo wa 7.
Y'all have heard me preach that many times.
Amen.
See? When the angels met said, hold the four winds of the earth till we seal the Jews, the servants.
Kaufilamina, muni utule hani kutazali na kuzengata, mwabona, fani lingu salalingelo ilali, swalami wa yaemine, yalifasi kufitila luswa ya majuda, wanabatanga.
And now they kept waiting till all the Gentile age had moved out. Then when he come in, then he seals the Jews. 144,000 receives the Holy Ghost.
Mechwale bazola pili kulivelela kufitila lusika wa machaba halushenya. Michwale hata chwale, uswaya majuda, va 144,000, va muhela moya oke nile.
There's 144,000 sealed. Revelation 7, you've read it.
Kivao 4, va 144,000, baswa ilwe, sinulo 7, muivalile.
I saw a great number already in heaven, John saw, of all kindred tongues and nations. And they stood before God with palms in their hands and white robes on, saying hallelujah. Amen, glory, wisdom, honor, might, power be to our God forever and ever. Amen, they hollered.
Mina abona palo yetu na mwali halimu, joani abona lipuo kaufela, mishobo ni machava, mivaye mafapira mulimu, nilisamu mamazo abona, nilikuwa zesweo ingeva opela. Hallelujah! Mane kanya, butali, likute, mata, puso, live kumulimu alu nakamita nimita. Amen. Vahua.
John couldn't understand them, but he looked back and he saw Mount Sinai. Glory. 144,000 that had not been defiled with women, Jews, women, churches.
Joani nasikaba utwisa na kweani, kono ate alima kwa mula honi kubo na lilundu, last night, kanya, 144,000, baba sikasi lafalani basali, majuda basali likeleke.
They had joined no organizations, Lutheran, Methodist, Baptist, and Presbyterian.
Nebasika ikopanya kwa likopano, Lutheran, Methodist, Baptist, and Presbyterian.
But they had been Jews from the beginning, Orthodox, and had their temple there worshiping on Mount Sinai. That's 144,000.
Kono ni majuda kuzwa kwa simulho, Orthodox, minewana ni temple kwani, inge walapele lafali lundu lasinai, vao kona ba 144,000.
That's after this, the church has done in glory.
Hallelujah.
Zeo kasamula wase, kileke seikezi mwakanya, mwabona.
So Mr. Smith was wrong. Had to be. Because how you go to apply that down here in 19 and 19, take the 144,000 out, then you're back in Russellite again.
Kacholo, what Smith in the Bafosize, Moneva Inezi? Kakuli, Mukalizama is the Chuan Fa, 1919, Mususe Mwating, 144,000, Kipeto Mukutila happy, Mwa Russellite happy, Mwabona?
Then you're right back to the Russellite doctrine. That Jesus come in 19 and 14. 1919, he took his church.
Kipeto mukutela hape kwa tutu ya waruzo laiti. Kuli Jesu na atile mwa 1914-1919 anga keleke ya hae.
And now as a mystic body going around over the earth, Ray going to grandma's grave and grandpa's grave and raise them all up. All those that were Russellites. Nonsense.
Amen.
It don't make sense in the world. It won't come out right.
Amen.
No sir, it doesn't.
Amen.
Michwale ye nakimubili wakunu tuoli teng malifasi kaufela. Muzuhe, kuya kwa livita, labo kuku baba sali nilivita labo kuku baba ana. Nikuwa zusa kao ferabona vene vali marasolaiti bukuba. Hasu utuali hande mwalinzwi. Halina ku utuala hande baatilisha. Hali utuali hande.
But God's got the truth.
Yeah.
God's the one who can reveal it and place it in there and show it exactly to
him.
I believe he'll do it.
Kono mulimu nani niti? Mimulimu kie na ya kona kulipatula nikulivea mwateng hande. Nikulivuonisa hande nde kuluna. Mwabona nilumela kuliukali yeza.
Amen.
I don't know it. I'm telling you the truth. I do not know, but I'm believing.
Amen. Yes.
I'm believing that he will.
Hanili zivi, nimivulela niti hanizivi, korona rumela, narumela ukaheza.
So you see, God never did deal with the Jews. I want you to keep this in mind. As long as Israel.
Kacholo mwabona, mulimu nasikabe leksa na nima juda, nimatakuli mvulu keseo mwali tozamina. Haibirefela Israele.
That's what I tried to tell this brother sitting over here. that's talking about going to Israel. Stay away from Israel.
Amen.
Stay away from it. All you people talk about converting the Jews.
Fani kona ani likakubulela muzwale yo ya izifa. Ya bulela zakuya kwa Israele kuli. Usike wambola za Israele. Inela kwa ule nizona. Minasiche waka ufila babasu likubulela za kufetula majuda.
Before this message is over, you'll see it's thus saith the Lord by word and by spirit.
Amen.
Israel be converted over the whole nation in one night.
Amen.
Bible said so.
Lingusale lisikafila kale. Mukabwena kuli kisona sabule ya mulena. Kali nzwini kamoya. Israele ukawa vaka. Na waka ufila mwabusi bulivungwi. Vivele ibulezo na cholo.
But the gospel's not even to them. There's a few renegades that's out and so forth like that. They come in and outside of the main body of Jews that come in and get saved. That's true. I believe that with all my mind and heart.
Kono evangeli mane aisika afiwa kubona. Kuna ni wayamba ili baba likani kolokwani ni zengu cholo. Baba atile mwatengi mikwanda amubili tenye ne wama juda. Baba atile kutopiliswa. Yeo kiniti. Nilumelaseo kapilu yaka, yaka kaufela.
But remember, as long as Israel's out of their nation, they cannot be saved. Now they are returning and they'll be saved all the whole nation in one day.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said so.
Kono mupule haibilefila Israele ukwande ana ayahabo, hako ni kupiliswa. Chole basuli bakuta, mibaka piliswa na ayahabo na kawa ufela mwaliza zililingwi. Kibibele hebulezi.
One day will bring completely all Israel right back to God.
Praise the Lord.
There will be such a mighty thing strike Israel one of these days. Under shake the whole nation.
Kukawa ntwe tunaluli yeka nata Israel lele lingulamaza ziya. Kufitela inyonga na kaufela.
Hallelujah.
Even the prophet cried out and said, in one day has thou did this. In one day. They will see it. There will be a mighty thing.
Neva muprofita na huwile miali, kaliza zililingwi, wezeta wae. Kaliza zililingwi, wakali vona, kukawa ntuetuna.
My opinion, it'll be a mighty prophet that'll rise and stand before Israel and prove to them that that Messiah is still living. That Messiah that they rejected is gone cold.
Mupro waka, ikawa muprofita ya mata, ya kataha, niku yema fapila Israel. Niku wabu onisa kuli Mesia yani, usapila. Yena Mesia yo, eneba hanile yani.
Them reading that little Bible now, of Israel Bible, they read it from the back to the front, way they read it, and you know how the Jewish language is written.
Bona inge babala bibele ya ni chwale, bibele ya Israele, vai vala kuzwa kwa mulao kuya kwa pata. Kono mone vai valera, mimo aziva musho wasi juda, mongo lewanga.
And so when they read it, and they read that at Louis Petrus sent down to him a million Bibles.
Mi chwale ya vai vala, mi babala Louis Petrus, zana avalu mezi, neli bibele ze 1 million.
They said, if this Jesus, that was them Jews that was brought up from down in Iran and down in there, never heard of such a thing as Messiah.
Sevali haiba Jesu yo, vani kona majuda vene batisizwe kwa Irani. Niliva kazengwe kwani vene basika utuwa kale za Messiah.
And when they got ready to come back to their homeland, while they wouldn't get on them airplanes, they were still plowing with old plow.
Miawa itukisa kukutila mwana ayabona kuparangi, nebasika ya kali fulaizani, nebasa kekelisa vikekele vya kale.
You read it in the Look magazine. How many read them articles in the Look and Times magazine? Well, sure you did.
Muipale zizo na mwamutende wa Look magazine. Kibabaka ibaba valilelita wazani mwamutende wa Look ni Times mag kuparangi luli muipale zizo na mawona.
They wouldn't get on there. That old rabbi stood out there and said, remember, our prophet said we'd go back to the homeland on the wings of an eagle.
Hallelujah.
Nibasika ficha tengi kwa ni muluti wa kale yani na yemifani miali. Muhupule mpulofite waluna na vulezikuli luka kutila muamu waluna fahama fufambande. Hallelujah.
Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. The signs that the Bible foretold. The Gentile days numbered with horrors and cumbers. Return or disperse to your own.
Lina hazai kava Israele wa zuha. Lisupoze vulezikale kivivele. Mazazi abamachaba abalilwe misimase ikatilwe kale mukutile hayenu mawe minamuyamba ezi.
Where we waking up? We've heard and heard and heard it, but it's going to be the last time one of these days.
Kiande mube baba talifile muli utwile nikuli utwa nikuli utwa kono kukawa nina kwa mafelelezo lelingu la mazazi ya.
Israel's returning to her homeland. What day that God determines Israel to be a nation, that's the day that there'll never be another Gentile saved.
Israel ukutila mwana ya hai, akili zazini leo mulimu atomezi Israel kubanaha, lani kona lizazi lekusike kwaba wabamachaba yakapiliswa.
Amen. Amen. I prove that for these 70 weeks, if I can only find them days.
Nikabonisa seo lisunda ze 70 ze, haiba fela nikona kufumana mazazi yani.
I'm going over to the to get the astronomy calendars and the Julian, the astronomy, and the Roman, and all of them. There's somewhere, somewhere, there's something God knows about it, and he's able to reveal it.
Ni yakwa kuyonga kalenda ya babali balina leli ni niaba Julian ya babali balina leli ni ya Roma ni zengwe zatengi kuna nzengwe hape kokumwe kuna nsisimwe mulimu wazi bakasona miwa wako na kusipatulula mwabona.
I know the Julian calendar has 365 and 1/4 day in the year, so well, they're all mixed up, but there's a truth somewhere.
Na ziba kalenda ya ba Julian ina ni mazazi asili 165 ni lelingwe kamwa hali kachwalo o kaufilabona baliangani kono kuna nini iti kokungwi.
I see so many churches, so many organizations, so many people going this and some Hail Mary and some worshiping this and that and the other. There's got to be a truth somewhere. There's got to be a God somewhere. There's got to be a message somewhere.
Hallelujah.
Nivona hulu likeleke zengate alikopano zengate aluli zengate zesu likweza alase. Nisesingwi lumela Maria mibaba ngwe bakumalela se ni sani nisesingwi kulukela kubani iti kokungwi. Kulukela kuba mulimu kokungwi, kulukela kuba lingusa kokungwi.
Glory. I see false prophets arising, acting like discernments and all other kinds of stuff going on. There's got to be a real one there somewhere. That counterfeit's made off of.
Nibona wa profita babu hata baba na nikweza zate muho, nimi kwa ye mkaufela Yesu likweza hala. Chwale kulukela kuba ya niti kwani, kokungwi zabu hata zani Yesu we kuzaniti.
I see people getting in the flesh and shouting and carrying on and going out and living all kinds of lives. There's got to be a genuine Holy
Amen.
Spirit there somewhere.
Nibona watu haba kena mwana mani kuhua ni kutunda menana cholo. Ni mwami futa Yesu tana yabu pilo wabona. Kulukela kubambo ya wakenile wa niti kwani kokungwi.
I see people acting religious and so forth and trying to be past. I know there's a genuine God somewhere.
Nibona anga sichaba hasi eza zabula peli ni zengu cholo ni kulika kuba babula peli. Ni zibakuli kuna ni mulimu wani tikoku ngui.
There's a genuine spirit somewhere because that's an old hypocrite that's made off of it, an old bogus one.
Kuna ni moya wani tikoku ngui kakuli ya ni kimu ipi ya abu pilo kuzona kiintu ya buhata.
There's got to be something that's real.
Amen.
A man, a people, a church, a God. There's got to be something true somewhere.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Because these are just copied off of it.
Yeah.
There's something real somewhere.
Kulukela kubasika saniti, mutu, sichaba, nikeleke, ni mulimu. Kulukela kubasisi ngu saniti kokungwi. Kakulize neliswa nisiswe fela kuzona. Kuna nisisi ngu saluli kokungwi.
I've said to this church about your gifts. Listen to your gifts. Keep them in the Bible.
Nikulelezi keleke ye kazali mpozamina. Muteleze kwa limpozamina. Mulibe mwabibele.
Don't take a substitute when the skies are full of the real ones.
Amen.
Let's keep the real ones. Let's get the real or don't have any at all. Amen.
Musike mwangaza kuyolisa kanti mahali mwa tezilita baza niti. Haluvulukeni za niti. Halungeni za niti. Kamba luske. Luawa nizengu ni hanyani. Amen.
Now, the close is the fact that God deals with Israel only when she's in her homeland.
Chwale, kakukwala. Kini iti kulimulimu utali manani Israeli hali mwana hayahabo.
Let's take when God, Abraham, left the homeland and went down into Egypt, what happened? He walked away from the will of God and never was blessed till he returned back to the homeland.
Alungeni fani mulimu Abraham mahazo mwana ya hae niku ya kwa egepita. Kinzeneza halile, haya kwa hule ni tatu ya mulimu. Mina sikafu yolo akufitila akutila kwa na ya habo.
Amen.
God never dealt with him. Not one vision, not nothing else till he come back to the homeland.
Mulimu na sika sebeli sana niena, hakuna nebapono ilingwi, hakuna niekana, kufitila kutila kwa na haya havo.
Look at Israel, when they were sent down in Egypt, 400 years. Not one miracle, not one sign, not one thing happened among them. Not recorded in the history of the book.
Mutalime Israele, haba ya mwaege pita miaye miande mine, kutoka nebama kazo ilingwi. Nevasina sisi posilisi ngui, hakuna neva ntoili ngui, yeneza halile mwala abona. Hakuna zengozu mwabuka iliteba za kale.
Same old 99. Go to church, offer the lamb, say a Hail Mary or whatever it was, go back. Next year, same way.
Muna muhuru ya swana, mehaye 99, aya kwa keleke, ayofangu nyana. kubulela zakuli lumela Maria kamba kao fela zeone lizona kukuta kwa mulao mwao tetama kintu eswana.
The priest all argued, Rabbi so-and-so, we'll elect Rabbi so-and-so, he's got a better scholarship, he knows more about the Egyptians.
Ba priest akao fela baka nana, muluti wakuli nikuli, luka keta muluti wakuli nikuli, una nisikolo sesinde uziba hande za maige pita.
First thing you know, the Egyptian and all of them is the same thing. That's the same thing happened to the church.
Tabapini mwaziba, maige pita ni kao fela buona nelintu eswana, kintu eswana yezala ni kwa keleke.
We've all went to be Methodist or Baptist or Presbyterian. We've got a degree out of Hartford. We got a degree out of Wheaton. We got a degree out of somewhere else or Bob Jones.
Kaofela luile kuwa Methodist kamba Baptist kamba Presbyterian. Meru nani degree yezwele kwa Hartford. Nani degree yezwele kwa Wheaton. Nani degree yezwele kwa Kungichwalo kamba Bob Jones.
We got a Bachelor of Art. We got a DDL, LD or something. Like that. What is it now to a bunch of nonsense?
Amen.
Luna nani Bachelor of Art. Lunani DD, LLD, kamba ntue mwifela. Ilu fitisize kai, fasu kwa tesali kuwa.
The way it was in Egypt, God never did deal with Israel till she come to her homeland.
Kwa wana mwane kui nezi mwaige pita, mimu limu nasika veleki sana nisi chaba sa Israeli, kufitia taha mwamu wahabo.
Hear me, thus saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God will not deal with his church so she comes back to the homeland.
Hallelujah.
Message of the hour.
Amen.
Come back to the original.
Amen.
Muni utwe, sabu lewa mule na kisona, mulimu nasika velekisa na nikelekea hai, kufitela ikutela mamu wayona, kili ngusela hola, mkutele kuzama kalelo.
Get away from your Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian ideas. Your Pentecostal assemblies, oneness, threeness, and fiveness, whatever it is.
Amuzwe mwami lelo ya mina, ya Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, ma Pentecostal ya mina, assemblies, oneness, threeness, ni fiveness, kaufela. Say lisona.
Church of God, Nazarene, Pilgrim, Holiness, Church of Christ, all Antichrist movements.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I realize this strikes the world.
Church of God, Nazarene, Pilgrim, Holiness, Church of Christ, mizamao ya Antichrist, kaufela. Minizi wakuli say, saa sabisali fasi.
All wrong. All of the devil. Godly men in every one of them. Godly people in every one of them movements.
Amen.
But the organization in itself is not of God.
Amen.
And God will never bless it. He never has done it.
Kaofela lifosa alile. Kaofela za diabolosi. Oh, mawi. Kuna nivana. Baba vula peli. Kuifi nifi ya zona. Kuna ni watu wavula peli kuifinifi ya miza mawayani. Kono hai liko pano kuyona, hakia mulimu. Mi mulimu haana kuifuyola. Haasive, aeza cholo fatengi.
Amen.
Now, ask any historian, you'll hear this tape, to write and tell me whenever the church organized, if God didn't lay it on the shelf and never dealt with it no more.
Neni mbuze mui tuti wazakale, muka ateleza tepu ye, kuli muni ngolele, nikuni bulele na kukau fela keleke ye ikonga kongile, haba mulimu na sky vea kwa tuko, nikusawa eleksa na niyo na nikamuta.
Tell me when he ever raised up the Lutheran again. Wesley Methodist or Pentecostal. Never did!
Muni bulele faki lazusa, yaba Lutheran hape, Wesley, ma Methodist, kamba yaba Pentecostal, ali kubashangwe.
That organization laid there and cankered and rotten.
Kopano yani, yave iwao na fani, miapa za uha, nikubola.
God took individuals.
Amen.
And tried to point the people back to the homeland.
Mulimu na angire mutu alimungwi, kalimungwi. Nikulika kusupeza sichaba, kwana yabona.
Amen.
And man, the individual so weak and sissified.
Amen.
With some kind of a degree until they organized another organization. Made it a two-fold child more hell it was to begin with.
Michwale batu baba fokola luli, ni baba tali mwenge basali. Kufitela baonga onga kopano yengwe, yaezi wa haveli kuswanele lali hele. Kwa bu masu ya haveli kufitela na kuya sapili.
Amen.
But somewhere, surely, Jehovah has a man that he can put his hands on.
Yeah.
Who will not compromise with them.
Yeah.
Godly young, godly organization. Who will swing the people back to the rock Christ
Amen.
Jesus. Back to the original Pentecost and the original Holy Ghost.
Amen.
With the original signs and original wonders.
Hallelujah. That's the Lord.
Kono koku mwikaniti Jehovah una ni mutu. Yo akona kubia mwa mazoa hai. Ya sike kukeshe misakazona. Kabula peli. kopano sinabu mulimu yaka kutila sichaba kwa lichwe. Kriste Jesu kukutila kwa Pentekoste ya makalelo yamo yao kenile. Nilisupo za makalelo, nilimakazo za makalelo.
Hallelujah.
Surely he's got one.
Yes.
He will not break down.
No.
Under any kind of a persecution,
amen.
Run out, cancel out, fall out, anything else.
Amen.
They'll stay with him.
Luli unani alimungu nkoku ngui, yasike ali la mwata sinyandiso ifika ufira. Amatele kwa ande angale apalelwe, sikaka ufira, kiyaka inere la nizo na.
God never blesses Israel till she gets to her homeland.
Mulimu hafu yolangi Israele, konja sali mwana ayahabo.
God will never bless you a Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic, or a Pilgrim, Holiness, Nazarene, Church of Christ, or a Pentecostal
Amen.
Organization. He'll never bless you that way.
Mulimu hanaku kufuyola kubawa Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic, kamba Pilgrim, Holiness, Nazarene, Church of Christ, kamba kopanwe Pentecostal, hanaku kufuyola kanzila yo.
Come back to the homeland, to the beginning, back to the Pentecostal experience like it happened on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
When the power of the living God changed those thousands of people and set their heart aflame with the fire of God that showed genuine.
Mukutele kwa na hayamina, kwa simuluho, kukutele kwa maikutu wa Pentecosta. Inge mwene kweza halezi faliza zila Pentecosta fani matamulimu ya pila hachinchali kitikitiza watu zani. Ni kukutisa lipiru zavo na kamulilu wa mulimu. Zani nelibu onisa zaniti.
Not impersonated signs. Not some made up telepathy. Not some mockery got into a rat race like we got in America. Who can have the biggest tent or who can have the biggest crowd?
Amen.
Isingili supoza kulika njisa. Isingili tawazee unguza kui nane la cholo. Isingizee unguza lishiha ni kukena mwataka na wenge yelu keni kuyona mwa Amerika. Kima nyako nakuba nitende yetu naluli. Kamba kimangi yako nakuba nisicha wa singa taululi.
What difference does that make
Amen.
To God?
Amen.
God wants the people honest and hard, not to be proud.
Amen.
And we all got a rat race here running.
Yes.
What a disgrace to see if we can add 1,000 more to our organization.
Yes.
The disgrace.
Kishu tano mangi yesi yeza kumulimu. Mulimu batesicha wakuba kusepara mwali pilu. Isi ngili kwa tazetuna. Mikao ufira lwa wabanita kano ya kuli amu vwoneba ana pebani kaze. Hakima swabisa niyao. Kubona haiba lukona kuekeza baba sikiti kwa kupanoluna. Kima swabisa.
He wants us back to the truth. Back to the spirit. Back to the right line. Back to a highway in Christ. Back to the truth.
Ubata kuli lukutele kwa niti. Kukutele kwa moya. Kukutele kwa nseli. Kukutele kwa nzila. Ye kambama kukreste. Kukutele kwa niti.
Yes.
How can he ever bless us the way we go? He won't.
Ukonakulufuyola chwani hanze luzama chwalo. Hanakulufuyola.
He never blessed Israel until they come back to the promised land. And when they got back in the promised land, signs and wonders begin to happen.
Nasika afuyola Israel kufitila wakutila mwana hayase piso. Mihaba yo kuta mwana hayase piso, lisuponize kumokisa zaka la kweza hala.
He sent a man right down among them by the name of Moses.
Avalumela muna kwa ni muhalabona. Walibizo la mushe.
What did this Moses come down? With a polished up theology? Did he come down with a Bachelor of Art degree? Did he come down with an LLD, PhD?
King mushe yo sana atile nisona. Kikuli, nelibula peli. Bo ibu ipite zinji. Kikuli natia ni degree ya Bachelor of Art nji. Kikuli natia ni LLD, PhD.
Come down with the power of Jehovah.
Yeah.
And with a message, return from this land to the homeland.
Amen.
Return, O dispersed, to your own.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Natile ni mata Jehovah, nilingusa mukute kwana haye, kuya haenu. Mukute, mawe minamu ya mbaezi, mukute le haenu. Amen.
For nearly 2,000 years, the Jews have been out of their homeland. Scattered to the four winds of the earth.
Vukaofi nimi haye likana likitizepe likuwa mulao. Majuda bazule mwana hayabona. Vahasanezi kwa mane kuwa mane alifasi.
How that we can make this message last for weeks now if we had to go to detail.
Neluka likitisali ngusale kweza lisunda zepe lichwale. Hai balulu kila kulitemahanya.
We can chase Israel right back and show when it was scattered by the Roman Empire. On the rejecting of the Messiah. How she was drove to every nation under heaven.
lwakona kulatira Israeli kuyopunya koo ni kuponisa haneyi hasanyizwe kimubuso wa Maroma. Vake nsaku hana Mesia wabona, mwana kashilizwe kai ni kai mwatasari halimu.
Go back to Jacob, Israel, back in Genesis 44 and 45. And show back there how he blessed those patriarchs and told them exactly where their standing would be in the last days.
Mukutele ku Jacobo, Israeli, kukutela mwa Genesis 44 ni 45. Nikubo nisakulo kwa niona mwana afu yolezwa shemibani. Nikuba bulela hande nde kuyema kwa wabona mwene kuba vela mwama za zia maungulo.
And I can point to you exactly every nation of Israel, every tribe of Israel standing exactly in the nations where it said it would be. And here we are today.
Mina wakona kumisupe za handende na kau fela Israeli. Lusika kau fela lwa Israeli. Ruye mifolu luke la kuba. Mikiru na bafa kachenu.
The Jew that we know, that's not the real Jew. The real Jew is that real Orthodox who has not defiled himself with the things of the world. Who has not went out and joined other churches.
Mujuda Yeruziva, akiena mujuda waniti. Mujuda waniti, kiena ya ni wa Orthodox. Yasika isila faza iliena nilika zalifasi. Yasika zwela kuwa ndekuyo ikopanya kwa li kerekeze ngwi.
That's the ones that's returning out or living on cheese and bread. Yeah. Up on the hillsides. Not allowed in the old city.
Bani kona baba kuta, baba pila mafi, nisi nkwa. Mwama lundu, baba sikaru melezwa, mwamunzi wakale.
Had to build him a city on this side in an old man's land with machine guns pointing both ways. But she's beginning to put forth her buds.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
The time is at hand.
Naba ya ezimunzi kwa tuko mwasivaka sesisina munga asona. Nilito voloze tuna zalinda la miti mane kwa maveli. Kono ukalile kutubula matali ya mancha. Amen ni amen. Nako ifaka ufi.
There's Ishmael and Isaac stand there fussing about the land yet. But she belongs to Israel.
Kuna ni Ishmaele ni Isaka. Wae mikwani basu liku hohane la mubu. Mane kono kiwa Israele.
Yes. Oh glory.
Hallelujah. If you have to go over to New Jerusalem, they won't let you come to the old Jerusalem.
Aiba muyo pota kwa Jerusalem ayumuncha, abanaku mirumeleza kutamwa Jerusalem wakale.
You have to go there first and let them explain it all to you, the Arabs, and then take your deal inside, that's Ishmael's children.
Unanikuya kwa nipili, nikuliba kutolokelezo na ma-Arabu, nikukupotolosa kwa nekuleli mwi, vaa nikiba na vashimaele.
Wait, there's coming a time when God's children are going to take her over.
Hallelujah.
Jerusalem will be rebuilt again.
Yes.
The daily sacrifice will be set up.
Konamulibelele, na kuyata afoba na bamulimu, hawa kayo hapa. Yokiniti, Jerusalem ukaya iwa sincha hape. Sitabelo, sazazi nizazi, sikato miwa.
The Antichrist will make a covenant for them last 7 weeks, and in the midst of it, he'll break that covenant. Turn them all into Catholicism.
Mini Antichrist ukati sabulikani kali sunda ze sebene. Zama felezo zani. Mimwala zeo ukafel sabulikani kau felabona.
The abomination will spread over the whole thing like that, and then the end shall be. Watch. 70 weeks.
Bumasuibuka hasana kukwanasi wakakao fila. Ona cholo, mikona kukata mafelezo. Mutoko mele, lisunda ze 70.
Yeah, they're near 2,000 years. They've been away. They've been drove down. There are people like it wasn't hardening Pharaoh's heart. He had to harden Hitler's heart. Millions of them died.
Ehe, sebalibu kaufi ni miaha ya alikiti zepe libu kaufi ni nkiona. Vaa, sebalele kilo ichwale. Sichaba sabona. Sinamone kuinezi kwa kutatafala kwa pilu ya faro. Naana ni kutatafali sa pilu ya Hitler. Ma milioni awo na bashwa.
Look at this Eichmann. Guilty of killing 6 million Jews. 6 million of them. Human souls, babies, children, adults, all put to death. Eichmann, one man.
Hamutalime Eichmann, ni mulatu wakubula ama juda wawa kumafa 6 million. 6 million yabo na miyo ya batu. Limbutu tu, banana, baba hulu, kau fila babulawa. Eichmann, muna alimungwi.
Look at Russia, how you drove them out of there. They drove them everywhere. They've been a despised nation.
Mutalime Russia, mwene mu, valele kezi kwani. Valele ka kai ni kai. Bafetu hilena ha, yeshwa ukile.
But because of the love of their money, they came back again. But that little minority is returning into Palestine.
Amen.
When you see her begin to come to her homeland.
Konoba kensali lato la mashiringi abona, vayo kutahapi. Konobo na abasikai, baba siyezi wakutezi kwa Palestine. Amen, mizwale. Amubona akala kutahamwana hayahabo.
They've got enough in there now to make that about 144,000. What's happening? They'll know they're Joseph. Don't you worry.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And they're all standing there waiting for it to happen.
Bana ni babanga tamwani twali baba kona kweza 144,000. Miking zeza halile bakazi ba Joseph awabona. Musike mwa bilaira. Enisha mikaufira bona bayi mikwani bali belezi kuli leza hale.
In the very hour that the nations has declared a nation this last year. When that hits, we're near the end. The Gentile church is gone.
Mihola ating inuli. Linaha, liba lukuluzi, kubanaha. Mwaho felilewo, mizeo halitaba. Kipeto, lwa tumela kwa mafelelezo. Kireke ya wamachaba, seicho ngile.
So almost any time, God could say Israel is my people. When that is, the Gentiles are finished.
Kacholo, kana kwa ifika ufela, mulimu na bulezi kuli, Israel kisi chabasaka, mizeo chwale wa machaba, basewa filile.
They will trod down, said Jesus in Matthew 24, the abomination maker of desolation. They'll trod down the walls of Jerusalem until the Gentile dispensation be finished.
Baka hatikelwa, kwa bulela Jesu, Mateo 24, umasweko na babu tisama tota, baka bulumuna mamota, a Jerusalema kuisa, kwa kufela, kwa na kwa machaba.
Amen. When that's finished, then the Jews will return back into Jerusalem to reestablish the temple and temple worship.
Zeo aseli felile, kipeto majuda waka kutela hape kwa Jerusalema, kuyo ya asi ncha tempele, nikula pela.
We get it all in these next messages. The 70 weeks are of the sixfold purpose. Now I'll read that before closing, because it'd be just about time then for us to get home and come back tonight at 7 o'clock.
Lukalinopa hande mwama ngusa atata maa, lisunda ze 70 za mulelo wamane kwa silezi. Chole nikabala fatengi, lusika kwa lakali kakuli, ikaba na kuchwale kuli, luye kwa hae. Mi, nikukuta busiuka chenu, kasebene kiloko.
First, if you put it down, to finish the transgression, Daniel, the 9th chapter, 24th verse. To finish the transgression, 1.
Pili, haiba musuli mangola, kufelisavu maswe, Daniel kahonyo 9, timana 24. Kufelisavu maswe, ilingwe.
To make an end of sin, 2.
Kuli afelise sivi, yavuweli.
To make reconciliation for iniquity, 3.
Kuli afelise umaswe, yavulalu.
To bring in everlasting righteousness, 4.
Kutisa kozo yeina kamita, yavune.
To seal up the vision and prophecy, 5.
Kuli ataleleze pono ni vuporofita ya vufaifi.
To anoint the most holy, 6.
Kutoza ya kenile kufitisisa ya vusikisi.
And that's what we'll speak on tonight. God bringing to pass.
Mikona zeluka ambola vusi wukachenu. Mulimu wali tisa kweza hala.
Now wait, let me go over it again so you get it. First, finish the transgression.
Chwale, amulivele halubo nengi. Nikutele fatengi hape. Kule muli utu sise. Pili, kufelisavu maswe.
Second, make an end of sin.
Yavubeli, kufelisasivi.
Third, make reconciliations for iniquity.
Yavulalu, kuli akutisa neli pilu kavu maswe.
Fourth, bring in everlasting righteousness.
Yavune, kutisa kozo, yei nakamita.
Fifth, seal up the vision prophecy.
Yavufaifi, kuswa yapono ni vuporofita.
Sixth, to anoint the most holy.
Yavusikisi, kuliatoze yake nile kufitisisa.
Let me read it to you now, out of the Bible. It's the 24th verse.
Halubo nengi ni mivale leo na chwale kuzwa mwa bibele, kiti mana 24.
7 weeks are determined upon thy people, the Jews, and upon thy holy city, Israel, Jews, Jerusalem.
7, lisunda lito mezwi sichaba sahenu, kima juda, nifalimu amunzi wahenu, O munzi o kenile, Israele, majuda, Jerusalema.
To finish transgressions, 1. To make an end of sin, 2. To make reconciliations for iniquity, 3.
Kufele kusa, sivi, 1. Sivi sifeliswe, 2. Kulivumaswe, bulifiwe, sili.
To bring in everlasting righteousness, 4. And to seal up the vision, 5. The vision and prophecy. And to anoint the most holy, 6.
Kutaiswe kuluka kukukaina kamita, 4. Kutiswe pono, 5. Pono ni vuporofita, mikutozwe sisa, sisike nila hulu, 6.
That's exactly what He came to tell him that would be done, and then the end would be.
Kona zana tezi kuto mubulelela, kulikona zeka ezhala, mikona ukataha mafilelezo.
Now, tonight we'll get what those things are and see how close we are to there. And then next Sunday, bring in and place these time elements.
Amen.
Exactly where we're standing.
Hallelujah.
I love him.
Chwale busibo luka utwali tabazeo moli inezi, ni kubuona molu bezibu kaufi kuzona. Michwale sundetaha, lutisemu ate ngilika ze ni kuchomeka ze swanela handende. Folu yemi. Na mulata.
Amen. Israel. Returning to their homeland. Israel, let me just say this now, watch. I guess it's off the tape. Let me say this.
Israel ukutile kwa na hayahabo. Israel alubonengi, fila nibule chwa nafa. Nisepakuli kikale lutimi wafatepu, alubonengi nibule se.
The very hour that Israel become a nation, the reason I've always believed for my class here, that there was something that I'd have a part before I die, are getting Israel back to the Lord.
Yonaho la luli yeo Israel haibanaha, liwaka leni vezi nilumela kamita, fapila sito pasaka kase, kulikuna nisesi ngui, seni kona kuba nikabelo kusona, nisikashu wakale, kaza kukutiseza Israel kumulena.
Because when the very hour by the Pan-American chart, that Israel was declared a nation for the first time for 2,000 years since they've been scattered, not a people.
Kakuli onaho la luli, pampili yaba pan America, fakuli Israel na avulezu kubanaha. Kana ako ya pili, kamiaha, yeli kitizepe likuzwelela fo oba hasanezi, isi ngisichaba.
It was that very same hour, exactly to the hour, that the angel of the Lord met me up yonder and sent me to the, with the gospel.
Amen.
The very same thing. May 7th, 1946.
Neliona na kwe swana yaani, hola ye swanela handende. Kulilingiro ila mule na laani kata na kulo kwaani, nikuni lumela kwa ni evangeli. Kintu ye swana, kandao, last 7th, 1946.
Now, then, another thing that gives me to know, it's restoring the hearts of the children back to the Father. And the hearts of the fathers to the children. The message. Notice Malachi 4, not 3, 4.
Chole hentu enwe, yeni tise za kuziba. Kiku kutiswa kwa lipilu zabana kwa washemi babona. Mini lipilu zabashemi kwa wana babona. Kilingusa, mulemuhe, Malachi 4. Isingi 3, 4.
Another thing, when Billy, my son, and I, Brother Ern Baxter, was on our road to Palestine. Actually, we had met the Jews at Brother Argenbright's, and they seen the meeting.
Ntoyengwe, mibili mwanake nina, muzwale Ernie Baxter, neluli mwamu sipili waluna kuliba kwa Palestine, lumano kopana ni majuda, kumuzwale Argenbright, mibabu na mkopano.
Louis Petrus had sent these Bibles over there, and he said, these Jews come, said, if you will call up a bunch of the leaders of Israel,
Louis Petrus, nabalu mezili vivele kulokwani, mikiali, majuda babali, haiba uka kuviza sikwata sabaye tereli ba Israele.
I mean not these new rabbis with all their ceremonies, but call the real Israelite leaders together. And we have read this New Testament, and we know that when the Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things. Like the woman at Samaria.
Nitalusa isingi ba luti ba bancha, ba nimikiti abona kono uvize ba eteleli ba niti ba maisraeli amoho. Melubalile testamenti encha ye, meluzi ba kuli mesia hata hataha, utalu vulele alitabaze, sina musali kwa Samaria.
We know that Moses said our Messiah would be a prophet.
Meluzi ba kuli mushe, na avulezi kuli mesia ukaba mprofita.
And when you can tell them, and show them by the scripture, that which we will get in tonight's message, that they had to be darkened and their hearts cut off so that the Gentiles' face could come, that we'd have a time of reconciliation for the Gentiles.
Mehaiba ukona kubabulela, nikuwa vonisa kama ngolo, zona zelu kafumana mwali ngusa, laka chenu usihu, kuli nebana nikuunsufazwa kwa lipiru zabona, nikubulai wakuli ba machaba wakone kutaha. kuli Rubeni nako yakukutisana lipilo kwa bamachaba.
And their hearts were hardened just exactly like it was the time of Joseph and so forth.
Nilipilo zabo na zata tafazo na chwalo fela mwane kuinezi mwana kwa ya Josepha nizengu chwalo.
And then bring those Jews to a place and call those men from that audience. Just like you do the Gentile church by that inspiration of the Spirit.
Mene kutisa majuda baani mwasi baka. Nikuwiza baana baani kuzwa mwasi kwa tasani. Inge fela mwoso likuwezeza vamacha baba kwanu. Kayo nasusu mezo ya moya yani.
Because they said, if this Jesus, if he is a Messiah, and your words are true, then he is not dead. And he's alive.
Kakulibaize, haiba Jesu yo, haiba kiena Mesia, nikuli manzwa hao kianiti, kuona kuli hasika ashwa mi wapila.
And if he's alive, he promised to be in his servants, his disciples.
Mi haiba wapila, usepisize kuba niba hae, mutanga hae, batanga valuti oba hae.
And if we can see him do the sign of the prophet, then we will believe that he is Messiah.
Mi haiba luko na kumubona aezasi supo samupolo fita, kuona kuli luka lumena kuli kimesia.
What a perfect thing. Exactly right. Then what would that do? A nation would be born in one day amongst the leaders.
Akinto kwa kupeta lahande ndeluli. Miseo sikaza sikamangi na haika pepua kaza zililingwi. Mwala wae teleli.
Every one of us say, we know it. When that rabbi says that, that settles it.
Amen.
A nation would be born in one day. Israel would be born in one day.
Mangi ni mangi wabona ukabule ya kuli. Lua ziba cholo. Muluti ya ni habule ya cholo. Kipeto au kuna mafelelezo. Na haika pepua kaliza zililingwi. Israele ika pepua kaza zililingwi.
And I was on my road and stood at Cairo, Egypt with the ticket in my hand and 15 or 20 minutes of calling time. There's six to make the call.
Mi naba mamu sipiri waka. Minae mafa Cairo, Egypt. Ni tikiti mwalizo laka. Ni kami zuzu ya 15 kamba ye mashumi ya maveli yana kwa ya kuliza. Nivali vele la kuliza luwaile.
And I walked down to see a little piece of this ebony with a little elephant made out of ebony with an ivory tusk. I was going to send it to a doctor friend of mine, Dr. Sam Adair, for a paperweight.
Mina yo wanaka embanyana, kakota yensu fune kubetiretu u. Kakota ye, ni manaka amaswe watu u. Neni wataku kalumela ku doctor mulikanaka, Dr. Sam Adair. Kaka wukiti fela, wapampili.
And I was looking at it and something said to me, this is not yet the hour. Stay out of Palestine.
Mine nisweli kukatalima, misesi ngusali kuna, ye hakiyona nako pili, usike wa kena wa Palestine.
So I thought that was just me thinking that. And I went on, something said, this is not the hour.
Kacholo na upula nali. Kina fela asuliku na anazeo, minazo la pili, sisi msali, ye hakiona nako.
And I went out behind the hangar. I raised up my head to God. I said, God, was that you speaking to me? He said, this is not the hour. Stay out of Palestine. This is not the time.
Minazo la fande kwa mulao wa muyao walifulai. Na ananu latoya kakumulimu minali. Mulimu kana kiwe na yavulela nina. Ali, ye hakiona nako. Ikambuse kwa Palestine. Ye hakiona nako.
Then I took my ticket and changed it and went from there up to Rome and come back to Lisbon and Portuguese and from there back to the United States.
Mina ikungela tikiti yaka ni kuichincha. Mina zokuwa nikuliba kwa Rome. Nikukutela kwa Lisbon, mwasi Portuguese. Minikuzwa kwa ni nakutela kwa United States.
The hour was not yet. The iniquity of the Gentiles hasn't filled up yet. Just to the end of the cup. But someday that'll be. And God will send somebody there. That's a prophet. And will prove to them.
Na kone isika kwa nakale, wumaswe wabamachaba abusika atalila kale. Kuisa fela kwa mafelelezo asinwelo. Konoza zileli ngwi, zeo likae zahara. Mimulimu ukalu mamutu yomu ngwi kwani. Yali mpolofita miukaba bonisa.
I trust that God will raise him up right away, whoever he may be. That'll raise him quickly. I believe it has to come. That's what we're studying this far. That we're so close.
Nisepakuli mulimu ukamu tisa chonongu mfa. Yo akona kubaye na kaufela. Ukamu tisa kapili. Nilumela kuli. Lina nikutaha. Kona zelo suwele kubawalila zeo. Kuli lufaka ufia hulu.
And remember, the very minute that the Jews receive Christ, the Gentile church is gone. Then the Gentiles has the plagues poured out upon them, the tribulation.
Mimupule onamuzuzuluri o majuda ba amuhela Kriste kireke abamacha ba ikabe ile michole bamacha baba bana nilikoto zeba taila falimu ili nyandiso.
And how can man, great teachers, teach and look at this Bible like this and say that the church goes through the tribulation period? When it's not a scripture in the Bible that says it. You haven't got one thing.
Mi chole vatu vakona chwani baluti baba tuna balute nikuti ali mafabi vele yes na chwana nikubulira kuli kereke ikena mwana akoyanya ndiso kanti akunali ngolo mwabivele leli bulezi chwalo haba nane bantu ilimwe.
I bet told me not long ago, said, oh, Sister McPherson taught that the church should go through the tribulation because we'll be shining lights in that time.
Muna chwana nani bulezi akikala ahulu naize. Oh, Kezeli McPherson ulutire kuli kereke ikaya mwanya ndiso kakuluka monye ya masili mwana kuyani.
It's Israel then. Amen. Not the Gentiles. The Gentiles is done gone. The church. They have to go through no tribulation.
Ki Israel chwali. Isingi bamachaba. Bamachaba sebaile. Kikeleke. Vana nikufita mwanya ndiso.
The dragon spurted water from his mouth, the 17th chapter, and made war with the remnant, the sleeping virgin.
Dragon ya kwa mezi, mwamulo mwayona. Kauhanyo ya 17. Mia luani saa baba siezi, mwalanjo ya lobezi.
Not that the real church has gone on. She's done at the wedding supper.
Amen.
For this space of time where the wedding supper will be going on the last week.
Isi ngikeleke ya niti, sei ile kale. Sei inzi mwamulalelo wasina wenga kazeo. Nako ye filwe fani mulalelo wasina wenga haukabe wezala. Mwasunde ama felelezo.
And that's when the tribulation sets in, when the locusts and persecutions rise upon the churches and things like that.
Mifo kona nyandiso foika kaliseza, fo nzi yenima nyando halika taela keleke nilikaze chwalo.
Then at the end, in the 19th chapter, here she comes with her bride. Hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of lords. Vesture dipped in blood and the heavenly host riding on white horses coming with him. There she comes. To take her place for the millennium. Amen.
Mikoma felezo mwaka wanya 19. Kiyo wataha ni munyali wa hai. Hallelujah. Mule na wamalena ni mubusisi wababusisi. Saa palo sisi chimbe kilo mwamali. Ni mpia li hali muinze ipamili pizizeswe. Litani yena. Kiyo wataha. Kutonga sivaka. Sa hai mwa millennium. Amen.
Blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name. Jesus is the name. Jesus is the name. Such a life that they can say, there is a servant of Christ. That's how you magnify the name.
Mulieza chwani, mwali tunafaza mwa upilo wa mina, upile upilo wa kuli, vakabulela bali, kiani mutanga Kriste, chwalo kona mwa ubabaleza, libizo.
And see, oh, don't you love him?
Yeah.
Oh, my, our little song down a manger long ago, I know it's really so. A babe was born to save man from their sins. John saw him on the shore, a lamb forevermore.
Alubonengi, oh, kana mumulati, Oh, mawi. Pina alu na ye likani chwale. Mwasi chelo kwa kale, niziva kuli kuchwalo. Mbu apepwa kupilisa sichaba kwa liviza sona. Joani amubwona falikamba, ngunyana wakamita.
That lamb with them seven seals, only one in heaven and earth was able to take.
Ngunyana yani yena ni maswayo asebene yani. Kili mwifela mwali halimu nilifasi. Leli lwezi.
In a manger long ago, I know it's really so. A babe was born to save men from their sin. John saw him on the shore, the Lamb forevermore. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name.
Now we don't come to church just to hear a sermon. That goes with it. But we come to church to worship. Worship in the spirit and in truth.
Chole halutangi kwa keleke kutoutua fila kutazo. Zeo zaaza maile hamo nizona. Konoluta helanga kwa keleke kutolapila. Kulapila mwamoya ni mwaniti.
You've heard the truth, that's the word. See? Now to worship is to express yourself to him.
Hallelujah.
Mutule niti, kona linzwi leo, mwabona? Chole kulapela, kikuipa iliwe na kuyena, mwabona?
Oh, I love that man of Galilee. Get us a little far on that. You know what, Ekteni? I forget now, let's sing. Let's sing.
Oh, na lata muna yani wakwa Galilea. Akulufe mune mbo nyana kuyona, ee nisha, waiziba Teddy, ni iliwe zituale, alwonengi.
I love that man from Galilee, for he's done so very much for me. He's forgiven all my sins, placed the Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man of Galilee. The publican went to pray in the temple there one day. He cried, O Lord, be merciful to me. He was forgiven of every sin, and a deepening place within. He said, come see this man from Galilee. Oh, I love that man from Galilee, from Galilee. For he's done so very much for me. He's forgiven all my sins, placed the Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man of Galilee. The lame was made to walk, the dumb was made to talk. That power was spoken with love upon the sea. The blind was made to see. I know it could only be the power of that man from Galilee.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I love that man from Galilee, from Galilee. For he's done so very much for me. He's forgiven all my sins, placed that Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man from Galilee. Listen. The woman at the well, he all her sins did tell. How five husbands she had at that time.
Yani kiena?
She was forgiven of every sin, and the deep peace came with her. Then she cried, come see that man from Galilee. Oh, I love that man from Galilee, from Galilee. For he's done so very much for me. He's forgiven all my sins. Place the Holy Ghost within.
Mulata, ninawo.
Oh, my heart, don't you? Isn't he wonderful?
Piluyaka ka ufela minawo. Haki yomundekana.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. What is
he? Namangi.
Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God is he.
Alina misengili toza luna chwale, nikunana kazona.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I'm free from condemnation.
Lina haza ikaba, halibiraezi.
Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation. He's saving me, he's keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, the Prince of Peace, I God. Saving me, keeping me.
Because
I once was lost, now I'm found. I'm free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation. Saving me, what
is
keeping me from all sin and shame?
Right above.
Oh, wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Chole hamo.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, the Prince of Peace, my God, He was saving me, easing me from sin and shame. Cholo.
then you have to love one another. Because if you don't love them who you can't be, how do you love him who you haven't been?
Amen.
Let's take one of the things.
Kona kuli mulukila kulatana, kakuli ya musalati vemu buona mo, muka mulata chwani yomusika buona kale. Halu solana ingi mamazo, nikubule ya kuli. Munane fela uziba alisize sinilo tuna ya nikuluna. Kikuli, alumu latinji.
Isn't he wonderful? How thankful we are for our Lord Jesus. Never forsake us. Lo, I am with thee always, even to...
Akiyomu nde nji. Morui tumele lakazeo kumule na aluna Jesu. Yasa alufulalilangi. Amubone ninzi nimina. Kami takuisa kwa...
Are you enjoying the 70 weeks of Daniel? Oh, don't we love him? How does it do?
Kikuli musoli kui kola lisunda zema shumi asupa za Daniele. Oh, kikuli alumu lati nji. Sieza halachwani? Malipuzamina. Cholo. Uliza maisha kuzona mulena.
We see we're nearing something. Isaiah the prophet has spoke of it. Jeremiah spoke of it. Daniel, look back and see what they said.
Oh, Jesu. Luvona kuli lwa tumela tabayengwe. Isaya muprofita na abulezi kazona. Jeremia na abulezi kazona. Daniele na ata limezi kwa mulaho. Nikubona zene babulezi.
It caused his heart to be stirred. He set his face towards heaven. He fasted. Sackcloth and ashes. He wanted to hear so he could warn the people.
Nelita visize pilu ya hae. Mikiha. Hatali misapata ya hae kwa lihalimu, aiti malicho, hapa la masaka ni mifuse, na abataku utwakuli, alemu sesichaba.
Lord, we see my books also, thy book. The book of Isaiah, the book of Jeremiah, the book of James, John, Luke, Mark, Matthew, the book of Revelation. All thy books that we are near the end.
Mule na lubona zeo kalivuka hapi. Vuka ya hao, vuka ya Isaya, vuka ya Jeremia, vuka ya Jacobo, Joani, Luka, Mareka, Mateo, ni vuka ya Sinulo, ni vuka za hao kau felakuli, lukwama felelezo.
And we have set our face towards heaven in prayer, supplications, to find where we're living, Lord.
Miluis zeli pata zalu na kwali halimu, kata pilo, milila pilo, kufumana kakuzi bako lupila mulena.
We begin to see daylight breaking. And Lord, we come to you. Our faith looks to you now.
Lukala kubona masa hapa talala. Mimule naluta kuwena. Tumeraluna itali makuwena chwale.
Laying aside every weight, every sin, every little unbelief that would so easily beset us.
Yeah.
We press now towards the mark of the high calling, knowing that our time is limited.
Luvea kwa tuko wimaka ufela. Sivika ufela, kusalumela koku nyani ka ufela, koku kwena kulu imeza. Lui kataleza chwale pizo ye pahami, lunze luzi bakuli na kuyaluna ituwa ifela.
Bless these people in your Lord, they love you, they're yours. They come out, you're the ones doing the revealing. We pray that you'll grant these things to us as we wait on thee.
Fuyolasi chabasisi limo mulena, vakulata kiva hao, vazwile kiwe na yasu likupatulula. Lula pela kuliwala belita baze kulu na halunze, lulibelezi kuwena.
Give us a good afternoon of study, Lord. Give us understanding. Bring us back again tonight, fresh. Lord, anoint me this afternoon. Oh, as I study, Lord, for this sixfold reason of the visit of Gabriel.
Lufe musi ali omunde, wakubala mulena. Lufe kutwisiso, lutise kwanu hape busi uvo, lukatuluhile mulena. Nitoze musi ya liwo, haninze ni bala mulena. Kamulelo o tezima neku asilezi, apoto ya Gabriele ye.
If Gabriel comes to visit and give a sixfold meaning, Lord, we must know that. We study by the books and know we're near, so we pray that you'll reveal it to us tonight.
Haiba Gabriele natio pota ni kufata luso ya maneku asilezi, mulena luso anila kuziba cholo. Luvala kalibuka ni kuziba kuli lufaka ufi. Kachwalo lula pirakuli, ulupa tulelezo na usi ubo.
Next Sunday, Lord, oh God, place them days in there, I don't know how. But you can bring us right to the time. Granted, Father, we're looking to thee.
Sunda etaha mulena, mulimu, uveema zazi ao, mwatengi mo, anizibi, konoe na uko na kulutusa hande kana kuyatengi, lumeleza cholo ndate, lutalimezi kuwena.
We love one another. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us from all sin. We're looking to thee now. Help us as we wait on thee, Father, through Jesus our Lord.
Lwala tana, minikama lia Jesu Kriste mwana mulimu, aluke nisize kwa sivika mukana. Lutalimela kuwe na chwale, lutuse, halunze lulibelezi kuwe nandate. Ka Jesu mule na aluna.